And for the Republicans,
McCain lives again.
He sure showed them what a comeback looks like.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young.
And I'm Dan Revive, live in Bedford, New Hampshire, with a CBS World News Roundup. Opinion polls suggested Hillary Clinton would lose, but she scored big with female voters. And Clinton last night said she learned the value of showing emotion and chatting with more citizens.
I listened to you, and in the process, I found my own voice.
Her campaign chiefs are thrilled they've postponed a staff shakeup. It was 39% for Clinton, 37% for Barack Obama. His crowd chanted, "We want change."
For most of this campaign, we were far behind. We always knew our climb would be steep.
Independent voters chose to take part in the Republican primary, helping John McCain to a 5-point victory over Mitt Romney. McCain admits his campaign was in deep trouble months ago. McCain was beaming at his fans.
Enjoy this. You have earned it more than me. Tomorrow, we begin again.
CBS Evening News anchor Katie Couric says even when New Hampshire voters didn't agree with McCain endorsing the surge in Iraq and an immigration bill,
they appreciated someone who had principles and positions and didn't waver.
Well, another silver. I'd rather have a gold, but I got another silver.
That's Mitt Romney, of course, and even New Englanders admit being surprised, Nick.
Well, the Clinton and McCain victories are stunning. How did Clinton do it when late polls showed Obama so far ahead?
The big difference, again, was women. She did so much better among women than she did in Iowa.
CBSNews.com political director Vaughn Verver says the gender gap broke Clinton's way.
She's always said that that's going to be a strength of her campaign. Her campaign has always said that that's where she's going to do the best.
But CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer says the exit polls show a silver lining for Obama.
People, when asked who is best able to beat the Republican in the general election, Obama 48%, Clinton 32%. That's a big number.
Now, why were the pre-primary polls so wrong about the Obama-Clinton matchup? Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Well, Nick, the candidates were trying to make sense of it just a little while ago on the CBS Early Show.
The voters of New Hampshire had really gotten to know me.
And Clinton says they stayed with her despite Obama's Iowa win. Obama says polls change all the time.
We had been 20 points down as recently as 6 weeks ago.
And there's an X factor some experts are considering. Did a lot of white voters who told pollsters they'd support Obama actually vote for Clinton? Something that's been seen in other races involving black and white candidates. Nick?
To the Republican race and the secret of McCain rising from the political dead. Again, Vaughn Ververs.
John McCain gets most of his support from independent voters who appreciate and like and are drawn to his sort of maverick image. He's been around the state. He also won mayor in 2000. He's a very familiar figure.
And what now for the other candidates, Democrat John Edwards and Iowa Republican winner Mike Huckabee? Dan, where do the New Hampshire results leave them?
Determined to keep fighting, Nick. Edwards in third place, only 17%, promised to stay in the race as a voice of the middle class till the Democratic convention this summer. Bill Richardson got 5%. Mike Huckabee, number three Republican here, declared he was happy with that.
You guys have proven to me that love, friendship, kindness, hospitality, and family is not geographic.
Huckabee, 11%. Rudy Giuliani, 9%. Ron Paul, 8%. The Republican race still wide open, even confused, Nick.
Well, the candidates aren't lingering in the Granite State, not with more key primaries looming. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato takes a look at how the Republicans will fan out.
Even before McCain's victory here, a new poll showed him gaining strength in South Carolina, leapfrogging Mitt Romney, but still behind Mike Huckabee, who's strong in his native South. Fred Thompson's still campaigning, and Rudy Giuliani is saving his strength for Florida and the Super Tuesday windfall February 5th. It's still a wide-open GOP race.
I'm Bob Fuss in Bedford, New Hampshire. The Democratic race is far from settled, and now the candidates move on to South Carolina and Nevada, since they agreed not to campaign in Michigan after that state defied party leaders and moved its primary up. While Hillary Clinton is looking a lot stronger after her New Hampshire win, Barack Obama is still clearly in the race, and John Edwards is moving into home territory in South Carolina.
And finally, shades of the Chicago Tribune in 1948, when the paper infamously and incorrectly headlined, "Dewey beats Truman." Here's CBS's Vicky Barker in London.
Oh, the perils of early copy deadlines. British papers went to press before the polls closed in New Hampshire, and it shows. Almost all have Hillary Clinton poised for humiliation. The tears are falling, but Hillary vows to fight on is a typical headline.
Time on the roundup is now 5 minutes past the hour.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. The value of your home has gone down. According to MetroList data, the average single-family home price in the Denver metro area went down 2% last year. The increased number of foreclosures and the credit crunch are being blamed for that decline. December's storms are saving us. State climatologist Nolan Duskin says the December snowstorms added much-needed moisture in our state.
And we've gone from limping along or being very concerned about the potential start of yet more drought conditions to being really in quite good shape from a mountain snowpack point of view across southern Colorado.
In northwestern Colorado, which was very dry last winter, the snowpack at 95% of average now. Governor Ritter telling the City Club in Denver his goals for Colorado, an 80% reduction in harmful emissions by the year 2050, health care for all Coloradoans, and an education system that allows the state to have a knowledge-based economy. In sports, the Avs got shut out 1-0 in Detroit last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good speeds around Denver right now. A few more cars on I-25 downtown or on I-70 past the dog food plant, but it's not slow yet. In the mountains, snow falling near Loveland and then again at Vail. It's icy before Georgetown, cruising past Eagle.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the company corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-391-3375. That's 1-800-391-3375. 1-800-391-3375.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-600-5460 for your free tape. Call 1-800-600-5460. 1-800-600-5460.
It probably had something to do with New Hampshire, because I had AM760 on, and I guess I was listening to the conversation. Anyway, I hear this honking behind me. Like, hurry up. Okay. So I realize what I've done wrong. I go, I'm sorry. And I wave to the people behind me. And I start down the street. The car behind me pulls to the left of me. And the passenger flips me off. Now, what I'm about to tell you is not agenda-based. I swear to you this is real. The person who flipped me off, now this could just be like some kind of a joke, but the person who flipped me off was dressed as a nun. I am not kidding you. And I don't know, what? I didn't know what to say.
What, nuns can't have road rage?
Seriously, it was a nun.
And you're sure it was the middle finger?
Yeah, man. I know what the rocket launcher looks like. I know what the kickstand for your nose looks like.
She wasn't pointing upward and saying, you're going to heaven.
No. And I swear to you, and I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to think.
I probably would have just laughed. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah. Then I started laughing. But when was the last time you were flipped off by a nun?
Never.
Okay, wouldn't that be the same thing as being flipped off by a rabbi or an imam? Or a priest?
Maybe this person was on their way to a costume party of sorts.
Yeah. Right in January?
You never know.
Okay, I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm just telling you. And I'm not hallucinating. I'm just telling you what I saw. And I've just never had that happen to me before. So I guess if you're around long enough, you see absolutely everything. 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't even know where to go after telling that story. The polls all turned out to be wrong, which I'm fond of quoting polls. Because when you're having a political discussion with somebody, polls are an easy thing to rely on. And I've got a conservative friend who will always give me the same argument. Well, polls mean nothing. Now, this morning, he's got every right to gloat and say, see, told you, polls don't mean a thing. Because all of us thought, any of us who read the polls, all of us thought that Barack Obama would just crush Hillary Clinton. And it wasn't because one poll said it, and that was it. It was because every poll said it. Every poll said it. And we all went along with it, and we believed it. Now, she didn't beat Obama by much, but the fact is that she beat him. She did beat him. And you can't dispute that. I mean, there's no way to dispute that. And I got a ton of emails, ton of angry emails yesterday for talking about Hillary Clinton's emotion in public and about whether I thought it was real and talking about the reasons that I didn't like her. And didn't like her is not the right word. That's not the right word. I think the right, or not the right phrase. I think the right phrase is to say that she's not my first choice and that John Edwards is my first choice. And Barack Obama was my first choice, and then Mary talked me out of it. And I'm not blaming everything on her, because there's no blame to go around. I just think John Edwards' message is more in tune with what I think. And I felt bad, because he didn't do very well. He didn't do very well at all. And it seemed like once again, Now, maybe later on in the evening this turned out not to be true, but it seems once again there was a news blackout about him. I mean, they just kind of like showed his numbers, but you really didn't hear anything about him. So it was Clinton 39%, Obama 37%, Edwards 17%. Richardson 5, Kucinich 1, Biden, Gravel, and Dodd got nothing. Over on the Republican side, McCain 37%, Romney 32%, Huckabee 11, Giuliani 9, Ron Paul right behind Giuliani at 8, and Fred Thompson got 1%, and Duncan Hunter got nothing. By the way, one thing I'd like you to consider on this subject of change on the part of the American people. Mitt Romney ran very, very negative campaign spots in New Hampshire against McCain, and it didn't work. Are the days of negative campaigning over with? Does the American public, do you reject the idea of negative campaigning? 303-713-7600. Do we really want change? Do we really want to be able to sit in the same sandbox with other people who disagree with us and not throw sand at each other? And does this show something here? Is there a message in this? And what's the message in Hillary Clinton beating Barack Obama? 303-713-7600, 618, 18 minutes after 6, with Jay Marvin and John Turk with traffic.
Jay, the road should be a lot easier to contend with this morning compared to yesterday. We're accident and stall-free at the moment, but starting to see some more buildup on I-25 southbound out of Northland and Thornton, eastbound 6th Avenue between Wadsworth and I-25, as well as the Boulder Turnpike eastbound starting at McCaslin Boulevard. Clear Creek Canyon still wet and icy in spots between Golden and Highway 119. Also just getting word of a single car accident eastbound I-70 in Idaho Springs. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, windy with a high of 44. We do have a 10% chance of precipitation this afternoon.
This year, I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to own Steel Crafted with an American purpose. I resolved to fill my head with the road wisdom of 105 years instead of the BS on tonight's news. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. And I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one. To kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd.
Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
The Passion Plate, Freddie Blassie. 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And if you're thinking about buying an automobile, the best thing I can tell you to do is go by Rocky's Autos, because they're a very, very different auto store than most places. Most places you go to, it takes forever and a day to get anybody to pay attention to you. How do I know this? Because I've done this before. I mean, and when they finally get, and they finally do pay attention to you, then the other thing is, they're like somebody dressed in a plaid coat with a loud tie. But you don't get that at Rocky's. They'll greet you. They'll walk you inside the showroom. They'll walk you around the lot. They'll try their damnedest to get you what you want with various ways to finance. They've got new hours, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Go out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear. Go out there and see Spanky Herrera. Ask Iggy Pop and Uncle Fester and all the gang at Rocky's. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
People who can afford to enjoy resorts in fantastic locations sure are lucky. Imagine being able to experience all that excitement, all that fun. Imagine this opportunity of a lifetime, the ultimate vacation. Well, guess what? With one phone call, you can find out how all this can be available to you free with Reservation Services International. Yes, free. Sound too good to be true? Just pick up the phone right now and discover how you can spend up to 6 nights free at a choice of national and even international resort locations. Call Reservation Services International now. 1-800-600-3211. Yes, people who get to stay in beautiful resort locations sure are lucky. And now you can be lucky, too, for free. It's only a phone call away. Find out how by calling 1-800-600-3211. That's 1-800-600-3211. 1-800-600-3211.
Six. Good morning. Jay Marvin sitting here playing in the electronic sandbox of consensus politics. High today, 43, about a 10% chance of some slight rain or snow. And I saw snow in the forecast and thought, oh, my God, it's going to snow like 3 inches. And there's only a 10% chance. The weather, it confounds me. It confounds me. All right, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. We're talking about what happened last night in New Hampshire. A couple of questions for you. Number one. Negative campaigning. Is negative campaigning now a thing of the past? Do we really want that kind of change? The reason I bring that up is because Romney ran terrible negative ads against John McCain, and it didn't pay off. As a matter of fact, you could make a case it backfired. And then what do you make of Hillary Clinton beating Obama? Do more people in the Granite State buy her as being the candidate of change? Now, if you break down the polls and you look at who won what, women helped Hillary Clinton out tremendously. So is this a gender thing? Was this a gender vote? And just because I asked questions about Hillary yesterday, I got all kinds of like negative emails. Oh, what, you don't like women? You don't like Hillary? You know, I don't like or dislike her. I don't know her. But my first choice was Edwards. And he didn't do very well. And I'm frustrated with the fact that it seems like he's just under a news blackout. Now, maybe that's my imagination. And you can call and knock my block off about that, too. Let's go to Ken in Lakewood. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was going to comment on the fact that the Iowa thing was a caucus. In other words, a public declaration, whereas the New Hampshire primary is a private vote. And the difference there might be that people kind of know what the right answer is in public, but when they go to vote, what they really want to vote, they do something different. One of the commenters on Charlie Rose said that black candidates have always sort of pulled higher than they really got. And I got to thinking about, well, so why would that be? And that's kind of one of my answers to that thing. He didn't really offer any answers, but just said it was an observed phenomenon that has taken place, and it does explain some things why Obama didn't do quite as well as all the polling was indicating.
Yeah, he may have something there, and you may have something there too. I've long suspected, in certain instances, not all, but in certain instances, that people will tell pollsters what they think the pollsters want to hear.
Uh-huh, you bet.
And then they think something else in private. And sometimes, I mean, like, for instance, you know, in New Hampshire, in Iowa, in Iowa, the Des Moines Register always gets it right. I mean, they even got it right this time. In New Hampshire, everybody got it wrong. Now, did they get it wrong because when they took the polls, when they took the telephone samples and the polls, they told those folks one thing and then went out and did the other? But you know what? When you break those polls down, many of the people decided about what they were going to do on the last day or that day. And also, Hillary Clinton did better with women than Barack Obama did. What do you make of that?
Well, being a woman helps, certally.
Is that like a gender vote thing? I mean, is that like a gender vote
well,
thing?
They've probably been thinking about voting for her for a long time. And I mean, I think you really ought to ask the women why they voted the way they voted, because I don't really have a good answer for that one.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, it's I was talking to a councilwoman from Aurora. And, you know, I asked her, well, is Obama the guy? And, no way. You know, that was a definite negative, that she was voting Hillary because she was a woman. And, no doubt it had liked her as a candidate for quite a while. And, so, I mean, I find that people tend to even expect the results of the elections to follow their own personal wishes. You know, whether that's really following the actual trend or not. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
Well, I'm tuned in with you on where you're coming from. Now I feel like, okay, here's another American institution that we can't totally trust. And I got a bunch of emails yesterday, people, oh, you're so cynical. You know what I am, and now I'm cynical about polling. Now
yeah.
I'm cynical about this. This is another thing that, you know, so now we have voting machines and polling and all kinds of various other things out there that it's like, oh, you can't trust, right?
Yeah, well, it's certainly a fluid situation that you can't treat it like rocket science.
No.
It's not real predictable. It's going to be kind of, out there, kind of on the edge of what you can get a grasp on.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
I guess another thing I wouldn't mind talking about is some of these side issues that don't get mentioned very much. I know I'm fairly interested in the gay rights agenda, and finding any information on websites is pretty tough. All the candidates, all three leading Democratic candidates, hide that pretty well. You have to do some kind of search or some kind of something to find where they're at. I know the Obama side, if you do a search, you can come up with where he stands on the different things like defense of marriage and, don't ask, don't tell, which were Clinton things that he signed on as president for. And, the Edwards site only compliments New Hampshire on their recent vote and says absolutely nothing in terms of where he's at in that.
Well, you know who speaks out about that, who speaks out about it and who's open about it? Kucinich.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
He's the only one, really.
Really. And and Hillary's kind of in between. There was no search engine on her site. So you had to go with, I actually complained on an email, and then I got something showing up on the site. So it's interesting how they try to deal with issues that aren't really that popular and out there.
Yeah, and I have the same thing about media conglomeration. I have the same thing about that. I mean, I every single candidate on that. I have heard Hillary Clinton say little or nothing about that. I had a woman who sent me an email, was very angry at me about Hillary, about my feelings about her, accusing me of being macho and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I sent her an email back and I said, no, here are the reasons why I have questions about Hillary. And I cited Telcom 96. And she sent me an email back saying, well, you've never talked about Telcom 96, and I don't know what Telcom 96 is. And I'm going to send her an email back and say, well, it's about media conglomeration. And, yeah, I talk about it more than most people do, at my own peril, I might add. And I have heard Obama, I have heard Edwards, and I have heard Kucinich talk about this subject. I have not heard Hillary talk about it, and really, I'm like you. I mean, I don't know where she stands on this. I'd like to find out.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of people don't really pay too much attention to that. They just watch the news and hope they're getting a story. I know I went down to the protest on open internet,
mm-hmm.
and in the entire megalopolis of Denver, there were a whole 30 of us down there, and that was counting the news people. You know, the camera guy and the news reporter from one station. You know, it's
yeah.
like, well, this is real popular. You know,
yeah.
I think this is crucial. So, yeah, I'm with you there, too.
Yeah, those are awful. You know, those things, too, are sometimes awful hard to get to, too, depending on when they're being held and the schedule and everything.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Well, it was a noon thing on a work day, which wasn't too great.
Which is not good. Should have it on a Saturday. Hey, Ken, I got to go get traffic, man. I appreciate the call.
Sure, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, bye.
303-713-7600 is negative campaigning a thing of the past? And your comments about the polls. I mean, is this another thing, another American institution that is just going away, is just gone? Get off your half moons. Don't suck free energy off the radio. I'm waiting to hear from you. And don't sit out there and tell me you don't have any opinion about this. Okay, don't lie to me about that. 6:32, 32 minutes after 6. And let's take a look at traffic now. Well, John.
Starting to see heavier traffic getting on the highway southbound I-25 between 104th and 84th in between I-70 and Spear. Northbound 225 also getting stacked between Mississippi and I-70. In the high country, we have a single car accident eastbound I-70. That's in Idaho Springs. Chain laws in effect over Loveland and Vail passes for commercial vehicles. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, especially in the foothills. We have a slight chance of rain or snow showers this afternoon. We expect highs in the mid to lower 40s. Right now it's 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center, January 17th through the 20th. See how
you know from listening to my show that the home improvement industry is riddled with corruption. That's why you need a company you can trust. I depend on AAA Home Improvements. That's AAA Home Improvements. They have more than 30 years experience, a full-service home improvement company for kitchens, baths, basements, and additions. They handle it all from start to finish, 720-981-4269, 720-981-4269, AAA Home Improvements.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
Big deal too? Hurry into Office Depot before January 12th. Buy two, get one free on a huge assortment of plastic and cardboard storage and binders, all in great colors and the sizes you need. Offer available in-store only on items of equal or lesser value. Plus, now through January 26th, get 10% back in rewards on all printers when you use your WorkLife Rewards card. Office Depot, taking care of business. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French.
But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-700-1157. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-700-1157. 1-800-700-1157.
Welcome back to Family Connection. We're talking with family expert Susan Langdon, who says that there's now a way to send email and photos to loved ones who don't have a computer.
That's right. It's called Presto Service with the HP Printing Mailbox.
This is great because my folks don't want to use a computer.
That's why this is so perfect. They just plug it into their regular phone line.
That's it?
That's it. And then you and your kids can send them email and color photos that print out automatically. They don't have to do a thing.
Wow, that's real family connection. They'll love that.
And there's no more running to the photo store or the post office either.
I love that.
And right now, you can get free information about Presto. Even the call is free.
I'm calling.
Your folks will love it.
My folks, my kids, me, my brother, everybody will love it. Thanks, Susan. Okay, folks, the number for that free information about Presto is 1-800-400-8207. 1-800-400-8207. That's 1-800-400-8207.
This victory will serve notice that people across our country know what's really at stake, that we will all be called upon to deliver on the promise of America.
Good morning. 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, J. Marvin glowing in the dark. And just hanging in here. Slight chance of rain or snow, high today of 43. Only about a 10% chance of this happening. Asking a couple of questions here about last night's vote. Number one, is negative campaigning gone? Do we really want change? I base this on the fact that Mitt Romney dumped a bunch of money into New Hampshire, ran these attack ads against McCain, and it just didn't work. I mean, it fell flat on its face. And also Hillary Clinton's victory. What do you make of that? Now, in New Hampshire, here's how things show up as far as registered voters go. There are 850,836 total registered voters. 26% of those are Democrats, 30% are Republicans. But check this out, 44% are independents. And McCain credits independents with putting him over the top. And Hillary Clinton credits women with putting her over the top. But the polls just got it flat wrong. And I put myself in there, too. I mean, I walked away convinced yesterday that it was going to be a blowout for Obama. And it turned out to be nothing of the sort. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Sue in Lakewood. Sue, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I wonder, you know, I think that polls are often wrong, and they absolutely can be manipulated. But when there is such a huge jump from the day before to election day, I wonder if there's something else being manipulated, and that is, has anyone asked if New Hampshire uses electronic voting, which can be flipped just by inserting a card?
I don't think it's the voting process there.
I think
there's something wrong. I think there was something going on there with the polling. Is what I think. I think that if you look at the fact that a lot of people there made up their minds on the very last day, plus what the other guy called, what Ken called and said, I think is really true too. When we're dealing with polls, do people say what they want the pollsters to hear, what they think they want them to hear, or do they say what they really believe? Now, you calling me and saying that, well, polls can be manipulated, that's the same argument I get from my conservative friends when you cite polls, say, for instance, about Iraq or the economy. They'll say the same thing. Well, the polls are manipulated.
Well, I don't believe necessarily that they were. I'm just saying has anyone asked if they use electronic voting machines?
No,
and that those truly can be just flipped just like that. And
are you alleging that the voting system is foul?
Well, quite possibly. Look what's happened. They've proclaimed that a whole lot of the machines in Colorado are not certifiable. And
well, now there's an article this morning, though, that says Secretary of State Mike Kaufman incorrectly decertified the electronic voting machines used by Denver and Arapahoe County, said Denver clerk and recorder Stephanie O'Malley on Tuesday. In a meeting with the committee of the Denver City Council on Tuesday, O'Malley also relayed that Kaufman had told her he would probably certify the machines if she appealed his decision.
Well, but it still has been demonstrated. There was something on TV at some point where the woman who was behind the black box voting move, and I can't remember her name, but she showed Howard Dean just how he could go in with a card at some remote location and make the vote flip over to make the loser the winner and the winner the loser.
All right. What would be the payoff of doing this? In other words, who would have done this to put Hillary Clinton where she is and put McCain where he is? Who would have done that?
Well, it's hard to know. I wouldn't necessarily say it was the Clintons who did it because, you know, I don't know that. But
well, I mean, if you're bringing up the idea that there may be tampering, you got to start to entertain the idea that there must be some reason somebody would have done it. What would the payoff have been?
Well, I think for a long time the corporate media has been pushing Hillary as one of their favorites. For one thing, I think she's more beatable and quite beatable probably by McCain.
So are you saying that the corporate media did it?
No. See, I don't know who.
Then why would you come up with this conclusion if you don't have any idea who did it?
It's just a question, because do they have black box voting in New Hampshire?
I can't answer.
There are, I think, people who think that Hillary is the one that either they can beat or that she can go, she would be the most compliant with corporations and corporatism. And those are the people who are running the voting.
So then, wait a minute. You're saying that in New Hampshire.
No, I don't know because I asked the question. Do they have it? And you know, maybe not. Maybe they go in and vote with paper ballots, and maybe it was so clean that, you know, you could clean the floor with it. But, you know, I'm just asking the question because, and it's the huge gap between what the polls said before, and I was saying I realized they could be manipulated, but if there's a huge gap and totally unexpected outcome, you have to think something else. That was what they assumed in earlier elections that proved to have been flipped, and that the polls were wrong.
How about the simplistic idea that these guys, that all the pollsters and that all the media, including myself, how about that we just got it wrong? How about that anything connected with human beings is not going to be 100% correct 100% of the time, and that those things are going to fail, and that we all. That what I did was I parroted what was given to me, which were the polls, which everybody else parroted the same stuff, and that in the end, they just didn't get it right. They misread the situation. I mean, it's happened before, and it'll happen again, I'm sure.
I can't argue with that. Yes, that's possibly where the error was.
Well, I think that's where the error was. I mean, I think to entertain the other idea is to like go on a fishing expedition about conspiracies.
No, conspiracies happen every day. The thing is that these machines have been proven to be totally violatable, and whoever it was. You know, I'm not the one to say, but if they have electronic voting, this is a strong possibility.
All right. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But as far as I can determine, as far as I can see, the pollsters on this were right except for one area. They were wrong in one area.
Well,
and that area,
they were good
in others. And in that area, they were wrong in the women's vote. That's where they were wrong. That's where Obama did not do as well as everybody thought he would do. But listen, we'll try to find out what the voting situation, what the machines are. We'll do it,
okay.
And we'll see.
Find out if they use those, because I'm not saying that it's wrong or they cheated or anybody cheated, but I'm just saying it's a possibility when there was such a gap between the polls and the actual outcome of the election.
All right. Well, if I had to lay my buck on the bar, I'd say that the polls blew it. And I would say that the pollsters and the media, all of us have to own up to the fact that we just missed it, that we just misread the situation and that we missed it, and that once again, you know, it's the old fallibility thing that when human beings are involved, things go awry. But we'll check it out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Kurt in Centennial. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, first off, your previous caller, you know, I don't think anybody would want to manipulate those, you know, and as far as we know, all the manipulation, the black box voting, that was all done by Republicans. But anyway, I want to talk about, you know, people call you up and knock you because you're not supporting Hillary. And I have a couple of points about that. One, I had a discussion with my wife the other day, and she wanted to know, well, you know, if the differences on the issues are negligible between some of these candidates, and if you think about it, they're not that far apart between Edwards, Obama, and Clinton, why wouldn't a woman vote for Hillary? You know, so I think that's a lot of what happened as far as the women voting for Hillary in New Hampshire. They just, you know, it's just a natural tendency to say, okay, let's see what happens if we put a woman in charge for a change.
Yeah, so I think that's plausible.
I think that's a lot of it. Now, I will vote for Hillary if she's the Democratic nominee, because we have got to have a Democratic president, if nothing else, to save the Supreme Court, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I'll vote for her, too.
But here's why I'm an anybody but Hillary person right now. Okay? There are a bunch of disgruntled conservatives over there on the Republican side. If anybody but Huckabee is the nominee, there are going to be a lot of those folks who end up staying home, which is, you know, fine with us. Okay, but Hillary is such a polarizing person, whether it's rational or not, and you've had this discussion on the show, you know, other times. Why do they hate Hillary so much? It really doesn't matter why at this point. If she's the Democratic nominee, every conservative will come out of the woodwork, and they will make sure they go to vote against her. In my mind, I'm just being practical. If it's a matter of electability, okay, Hillary's going to have trouble no matter who the Republican nominee is, especially if it ends up being somebody like McCain. And that's one of the main reasons I can't support her. It's not because I don't want to vote for a woman. There are several women I'd vote for president right now in a heartbeat. Okay, that's not it. And I get tired of this, you know, well, you must be against women. No, it's because I want to make sure that the Democrats, that we can repair this damage of these horrible 8 years of this horrible administration.
Well, I think you've got a really, really valid point. If you go look at the exit polling, which once again, okay, you can say it's flawed, but they found that somewhere between 46 and 49% of the Republican voters on exit polls said they were angry with the Bush administration, and that they were angry with the Republican Party. Now, who won on the Republican side? John McCain, who the media has manufactured into being this maverick, and of course he's capitalized on that. When if you go look at his voting record, he's one of the most solid Republican backers that there is out there. And
you're absolutely right.
And he's no maverick. I mean, he's a panderer.
Oh.
But that's their perception of him. So you're right. I mean, we need to get a candidate who can appeal to the independents that are out there and the disenfranchised Republicans. And you're right. I agree with you. I don't think Hillary Clinton is that person.
Yeah, and especially with disenfranchised Republicans, because even if they are, if they're upset with the way things are, and they should be, okay, they're still not going to vote for Hillary. They won't do it. They might vote for somebody like Edwards or Richardson or Obama, but they're not going to vote for Hillary. I guarantee it. So from a practical standpoint, if we really want to make a change, Hillary is not the person for it. She's just not.
All right, you know what? I'm with you 100%. It has nothing to do with her gender. Hey, thanks, man.
Absolutely.
I appreciate the call. Good one.
Okay, bye.
All right. 6:50 minutes before the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And gender vote. Well, I'm kind of interested in that. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Rich Masters. But stick around. We'll take some more calls if we can squeeze them in. Right now, we're going to squeeze in John Turk with a little traffic.
Jay, southbound 25 really getting messy. We have a couple of incidents. First, we have an accident on the on-ramp from southbound I-25 to westbound I-70 that's going to really slow you down. Also, we have a spilled load of PVC pipe all over the highway, southbound 25. That's at 23rd. More headlights getting on the highways in North Glen, Thornton heading south on I-25. And on 225, we'll get some slowing as you head from Yosemite to the Denver Tech Center, as well as northbound from Alameda all the way up to I-70. In Weld County, we have an accident on the ramp from Highway 2 to westbound I-76, and it's snowing in the Vail area. Change required eastbound over Vail Pass and Loveland Pass. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, especially in the foothills. Slight chance of rain and snow. Showers this afternoon. Highs in the mid to lower 40s. Right now it's 26 degrees at DIA. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What issues are important to you?
I want the health care system fixed.
I want border security, not border hysteria.
In 2008, I want a president who understands the Bill of Rights.
I want elected officials who listen to me.
And that's why I listen
why
to...
I listen to AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
6:52, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, if you're a homeowner, the mortgage store is bringing back one of their best programs ever offered. They're reintroducing their most popular program of all time. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed-rate loan with their exclusive 6-month payment freedom plan. Adjustable-rate mortgages are going higher and higher. Credit card rates are at astronomical highs. Consolidate all your bills into one new low payment and get 6 months of payment freedom. The mortgage store underwrites their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR won't last long, so don't wait. Call now, 303-423-7171. Eliminate the stress of rising payments. Call 423-7171. Don't ruin your credit with bankruptcy or so-called credit counseling. Call 303-423-7171. They're open in the evenings until 8. The mortgage store. Call them. They're the guaranteed pros.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
A murder has been committed, and the race is on to solve the crime. The cops have 48 hours to find a lead or risk losing a killer. The First 48. Catch all new episodes tomorrow at 10, 9 Central, only on A&E.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
A few weeks ago, no one imagined that we'd have accomplished what we did here tonight in New Hampshire. No one could have imagined it.
There's Barack Obama. lost to Hillary Clinton. And it was 39-37%. 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of snow, high today 43. And we're talking about this whole thing about negative campaign ads because it didn't work for Mitt Romney. And also about Hillary's flat-out victory. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to Rich Masters, who was like me and a lot of other people, just knew Obama was going to blow Hillary Clinton out, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. The pollsters, everybody was wrong. We were all wrong, and we all have to take responsibility for that. Let's go to Bert in Douglas County. Bert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, look, you know, I believe the machine as well, but a different machine, the Clinton machine. But this guy got on and protected his wife like a pit bull protecting a puppy, and nobody's talking about that. He got on and started using, you know, that guy, and you better be afraid of that guy. That was horrible.
Well, that whole statement he made yesterday about Obama's voting record is the biggest fairy tale. You know what? I'm sorry, but Bill Clinton is lying about that.
Yep. He came out. What it kind of looked like to me was a guy at a youth soccer game. And he didn't like the outcome with his kid, so he went out and attacked another kid. That's what it looked like. And I think that's the beginning of the end, really, probably for the person that's going to lead the party in terms of Hillary. People are not going to put up with the gender side, and they're not going to put up with the Clinton-ass stuff, the Clinton stuff. They're not going to do that. So if it's just about the Clinton versus the world, you could just hang it up right now. Any candidate over there would beat them because there's so many negatives. And so it was just really ugly, and it just shows. I think it shows the swing, the way it can swing the polls, how it can swing in America versus a black guy. It just does, those polls. People can say one thing. He had a 13-point lead in some polls. How do you get in a matter of hours? How do you get that far?
And because polling is not the exact science that we're led to believe it is, and that anything having to do with human beings is fallible, and that they just completely blew it. It's happened before.
Yeah. Now, I believe they blew it, but I tell you what, I think that was against the vote. Crying? Come on.
Well, what? That they couldn't blow it by that big of a margin?
No, the cry. She goes on, she cries on TV. He gets on, and he's got the same look on his face about Save America, save this for Hillary, and he's using words like, you know, this guy. There was a message there, and some people bought it, and I think he moved him. He's a powerful guy. He's a powerful guy, and he moved that vote for his wife. Simple as that.
I think he definitely helped out. And maybe he scored big with women. I don't know what the effect of what he did was, but I think that what he said is not verifiable, and it's like, all right, well, that's kind of the, you know, ugly side of Bill Clinton coming out right there. Hey, Bert, thank you, man. I got to go. Thanks. I appreciate the call. All right. Well, I mean, what Bill Clinton said about Obama's voting record. And also, you know, that whole thing about that speech that Clinton was yammering about the speech, I was there when he made that at the Daily Center, and I don't know what planet Clinton was on when it came to that. All right, 6:58, Rich Masters breaks it all down for us and has to admit, like the rest of us, that he blew it. That's coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
...14-hour days, endless nights. You've invested hours of your life working hard to get your job done right. And while sometimes you may feel like you're all alone, we at Lexus Certified Pre-Owned assure you, you're not. We're dedicated to making sure everything we do is tailored to your driving needs. Take our 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. For the first time, you can extend it up to 6 years from your date of purchase or 125,000 total vehicle miles, or anything in between. And because it's Lexus-backed, you receive even better protection than most new car buyers. Not that you may need it. We hand-select every vehicle and put it through exhaustive inspections. Standards like these place Lexus Certified Pre-Owned in a class of its own. Yes, our pursuit of perfection never stops. But every night, when we collapse in bed, we find we just can't wait until tomorrow. For details on our extended protection, see Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, and Cooney Lexus. Or visit LexusCPO.com.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Bedford, New Hampshire. People in this friendly state love it when you come back. They made sure Hillary Clinton and John McCain did.
We sure showed them what a comeback looks like.
We're going to rally on and make our case. We are in it for the long run.
Clinton surprised pollsters here by topping Barack Obama. He tells the CBS News Early Show he's pressing ahead to win over voters.
I think they are hungry for a different kind of politics, and now we just have to take that same message to Nevada and South Carolina.
For the Republicans, Michigan is next. John McCain, by defeating Mitt Romney here, puts himself in a prime position, energizing the 71-year-old contender.
Nothing quite as invigorating as a win.
Behind the numbers now, here live is CBS News correspondent Howard Aaron.
For all his experience, CBS's Bob Schieffer doesn't know why the polls were wrong.
Was it this incident where she choked up and people saw a more human Hillary Clinton? Was it the fact that her gang got the voters out? Whatever it was, we all missed it.
John Harris of Politico speculates.
There might have been a lot of women who saw this huge wave for Obama, and they said, wait a minute, not so fast.
And will we be any smarter on February 6th?
I'm not at all sure this is going to be decided at either party on Super Tuesday.
CBS's Jeff Greenfield. Barry?
On the GOP side, there have been three winners so far, and Rudy Giuliani is saving his best for Florida.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The Giuliani strategy has been to sacrifice smaller states for the big ones. That's why he's coming here to Florida today.
Rudy has to have Florida, and it's increasingly looking like the New Yorkers, Rudy and Hillary, are both going to need Florida.
University of South Florida politics professor Susan McManus says they have to prove they can win the big states like Florida.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Bedford, New Hampshire. Now here's Frank Settapani.
President Bush has arrived in Israel to see what he can do to broker a Palestinian-Israeli peace breakthrough.
I come to Israel as a man who believes strongly in liberty.
The president says he's optimistic but realistic. Police are holding a man who allegedly threw his four small children over the side of a bridge in Bayou LaBatterie, Alabama. The bodies have not been found. Families in Dyer County, Tennessee, are surveying the damage from a January tornado that turned homes into piles of shredded rubble.
Just looking at it and knowing it's not there anymore.
You cannot imagine what it's like. We were fixing to redecorate our living room.
Twister that landed in Appleton, Arkansas, killed a man. Two children died when floodwaters near Rochester, Indiana, trapped an SUV. An hour from now, the Supreme Court hears a challenge to Indiana's voter ID law. Valerie Williams' vote was recorded but not counted because she couldn't produce a photo ID.
It's a shame that I have to go through all this in order to vote. And it's just not fair.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down by about a point. This is CBS News.
So, when do you think we can start drywalling?
Well, once we lay down these nagging paycheck calculations, we can put up those payroll deductions and start pouring the tax limits.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why so many businesses nationwide rely on QuickBooks Payroll to easily handle creating paychecks, calculating payroll deductions, and preparing tax filings, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a contractor.
For over 10 years.
QuickBooks Payroll. Get back to business. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/payroll.
Vitamins and minerals of Centrum. We've got a new mission in new Centrum Cardio.
Is it scuba diving?
No, Zinc, but something is going down. Cholesterol.
I'm Cardio, the natural ingredient that makes new Centrum Cardio the only complete multivitamin that can lower cholesterol. Benefits may be seen in as little as 4 weeks.
Lower cholesterol? Low five.
New cholesterol-lowering Centrum Cardio. Working better together.
From A
to Zinc.
Comparison among leading brands. 400 milligrams free phytosterols taken twice daily as part of a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol may reduce the risk of heart disease.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Bill Ritter giving us a preview of his State of the State message that he'll deliver tomorrow. He wants to improve education to grow a knowledge-based economy. And he also wants health care coverage for all Coloradoans. All that snow we had in December has saved us from drought conditions, but according to climatologist Nolan Duskin, we still need more storms.
We're only approaching the midpoint of the winter snow accumulation season for the high country.
So we really need to see a continuation of at least periodic storms as we move into late winter and spring.
This winter, snowpack levels are now near average. Ding, you're now more free to move about the country, a little more on Southwest Airlines anyway. The airline is expected to add at least 15 more departures to six additional cities from DIA, the airline's largest expansion since it started flying out of Denver 2 years ago. In sports, the A's lost to Detroit 1-0 last night, and relief pitcher Goose Gossage has been voted into baseball's Hall of Fame. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Tom Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some PVC pipe. It's spilled on the highway southbound I-25 near 23rd. It's caused problems downtown. Crews are cleaning up a couple crashes. Highway 2 and 76 on the ramp from southbound I-25 to westbound I-70. Now it just sounds like there's a new crash coming down southbound I-25. It's near Thornton Parkway. Really messing things up in an already slow stretch. There's some slowdowns eastbound C-470 between Lucent and University, as well as on southbound 225 coming up on Yosemite towards I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl, Arapahoe Basin's new expansion is coming this season, and the legendary mountain will be 80% bigger. Experience more groomed intermediate runs, chutes, glades, and open bowls, all serviced by the new quad lift coming this season. Call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
So how big is the Big Ten Network's basketball schedule? Bigger than that Buckeye tree called Costa Coopers? It's Eric Gordon Vertical Big. 140 games in 130 days? That's more than the backdoor cuts in a Bill Carmody offense. That plays bigger than Geary wiped the glass clean Claxton. 6'10" centers launching threes for Michigan? Bigger than that. Go to Big10Network.com. Big is beautiful.
I don't know what it is that you need.
There's so much hate and anger out there.
You need to, you know, hit your dashboard with your head.
I had to pull the car over and stop for a minute.
You might get kind of passionate here.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Combative McCarran, 706, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Good to have you along. Slight chance of rain or snow. High today 43. 10% chance of that happening. All right, let's turn to our buddy, Democratic strategist Rich Masters. And, well, Rich. We don't look so good this morning, man.
I should have quit while I was ahead, brother.
I know. It's a good thing we didn't have money down on this in Vegas.
Wow. Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, all right. So what do you make of it?
Well, you know, the funny thing, you know, the interesting thing here is the influence of the national media. And, you know, did you ever read that book, The Boys on the Bus, where they were reporting the same thing out of the presidential campaigns because they were all traveling on the bus?
Right.
It's the same thing now, but when you throw in all of the bloggers and all of the minute-by-minute reporting, everybody was reporting. I mean, now keep in mind, 1 week ago, Barack Obama in New Hampshire was down by 10 points. I mean, Hillary Clinton had a 10-point lead in New Hampshire 1 week ago today. Then Iowa happens, and then 2 days later, there's polls. There's only two polls that show him at 15 and 13, and one showed him at 9% as a lead. And everyone bought into the whole, he's, you know, now going to win by a landslide. If you had told Barack Obama 1 week ago that he would win in Iowa by only two points, not nine as he did, only win in Iowa by two, and then would go on to come in second by only 3 points in New Hampshire, that he would close the gap from 10 to 3, he'd have been ecstatic. But because the national media was so hyperventilating about the and you know, I bought into it as well as everybody else. You know, we all listened to the national media, and we all bought into it. And so now it appears as if it's a loss, when in truth, he actually gained 8 points in the last week.
You know, my only comment to that is, the media sucks, and we ought to turn the media off.
Amen.
You know, just get rid of it all, man, and we should all find something else to do.
Listen, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we all bought into it. We all went forward with the spin. And, you know, now we've got an upside-down world. I mean, we've got a great race. And the truth of it is, I mean, from a strategist standpoint, who no matter who emerges from this right now, whether it's Barack Obama or whether it's Hillary Clinton, both of them will have gone through one hell of a race and will be much better and much stronger and much more prepared to take on John McCain and the Republican slime machine, because we're going to have a hell of a race to get the Democratic nomination at this point, I think.
All right, does John Edwards drop out?
He says he's in, you know, and I think he'll stay in through South Carolina and Nevada. Nevada will be a big loss later today. We understand the Culinary Union there in Nevada will be endorsing Barack Obama, which I think was one of Edwards' last holdouts, that that if he scored well enough that he would be able to go to Nevada with the union support and be able to have kind of a surprise there. But with them endorsing Barack Obama today, it's going to be very difficult for him to make it. Having said that, I think he'll stay in. My gut feeling tells me that if he wants to remain influential, that if he does not do well in South Carolina, because he needs to win South Carolina, being a native son, and he needs to do extremely well in Nevada. If he doesn't do well in either of those, if he comes in third in either of those, then I think in order for him to have an impact, that's when he has to decide, is he going to endorse Hillary Clinton or is he going to endorse Barack Obama? Because if he does it after February 5th, we're probably going to have a nominee and he won't be able to get any credit. So I don't expect to see him drop out until after South Carolina. And, you know, listen, we saw a strange thing happen last night. And if he wins South Carolina, if he's able to somehow convince South Carolinians that he's the guy and that it should be a three-person race and not a two-person race, you know, who knows?
11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. We're joined by a Democratic strategist, Rich Masters. You know what bothers me, though? There seems to be like this news blackout around Edwards.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, and it's going to get worse, not better. I mean, keep in mind, he finished second in Iowa, which was, you know, which was a pretty remarkable feat, considering that most of the polls had him locked in a dead heat with Hillary Clinton. Most of them had him down, and he ended up finishing second. But you know, he's got a problem, you know, in that, you know, he's a white guy, you know, and he is, you know, for years and years. Women and people of color had difficulties running for national office because the top was crowded with white guys. And now he, being the white guy in the race, he is not as sexy, not as interesting, and not as hot a story as the potential first woman or first African-American candidate. So through no fault of his own, he's not nearly as interesting of a story at this point in time. And you know, if you look back in history, women and people of color would say it's about time.
Well, he's saying some pretty provocative things.
Oh, he absolutely is. There's no question. He is saying the most provocative, you know, things of the entire campaign on the Democratic side, except with the possible exception of Dennis Kucinich, who, you know, also is not getting much national coverage. And you know, is it unfair? Yeah, but that's, you know, right now in American politics, the political media covers the horse race, and if you're covering the horse race, you know, when they're coming down the stretch, you don't mention the third and fourth place horses unless they are right on the trail. And unfortunately, that's where John Edwards happens to be. That's his position.
That's why the media sucks.
I mean, they would push back, and I don't necessarily agree with that, but they would push back with saying, you know, if he were second or first, or if he were a credible third candidate where he was right on the heels of him coming out of New Hampshire, he'd be getting coverage. Although he finished second in Iowa and didn't get the kind of coverage that, you know, I or probably a lot of other people thought he clearly deserved. I mean, it was a strong finish for him in Iowa, and it went almost unnoticed.
Yeah, it really did. Now, let's look at the Republican side here. Romney ran, like, really negative campaign ads against McCain, and it didn't work. What do you read out of that?
Well, I mean, I think he's done. Stick a fork in Romney, he's done. I mean, his last great hope now is to go to Michigan, where his dad was governor, and he has, you know, good name recognition. But I just don't see how he's able to turn it around. I mean, he spent, you know, almost $300 per vote in Iowa. He spent probably close to $225 per vote in New Hampshire to come in second place in both places, respectively. And I just I don't see how or where he's able to break through. Even if he wins in Michigan, it remains to be seen. I just don't see how he's able to turn it around and then take a national campaign. I think that the McCain win last night really sets him his sails to really take the lead in the nomination fight. Although you cannot write off Mike Huckabee. I mean, Mike Huckabee, you know, had a disappointing finish last night, but he didn't expect to do well last night. And then, you know, now the race moves to more friendly territory for him. Evangelicals have a story to tell in Michigan. And, you know, Michigan is one of the only states that's lost population because of the economic crisis there. And Mike Huckabee's populist message on trade and other things is going to play there. So I think Huckabee will do fairly well in Michigan. And then they go to South Carolina. So you cannot write Huckabee off whatsoever at this point. But I think McCain right now has to be called the favorite on the Republican side.
Well, you know what? I'm writing Giuliani off. I think he's fooling himself. I really do. I really think he's fooling himself because, you know, maybe this is it, because public interest has shifted to some degree from Iraq to the economy, and unless Iraq is on the front pages, Giuliani has no play.
No, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. But, you know, barring another terrorist attack, I don't know how Giuliani is able to revive himself. I mean, you know, every candidate who thinks they can skip these first two nominating contests and wait for a larger thing, they don't understand the value of this debate, this great debate that's going on, you know, right now. I mean, we're going to spend a month, over a month debating Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, John McCain, Mitt Romney, Mike Huckabee, and no one's even mentioning Rudy Giuliani. And, you know, and even if we have another terrorist attack, McCain is the guy that has the most experience from the Republican side. You know, let's be clear about that. And he probably benefits from that as much as Rudy Giuliani would. And so, I think it was a critical mistake. It's a mistake campaigns make all the time, that they skip these first two nominating contests. But then you miss the wave. The wave hits in Iowa, then another wave hits in New Hampshire. And, you know, you miss that wave, and I just don't see how you catch another one.
And look at Giuliani and Ron Paul. I mean, Ron Paul is like right on Giuliani's tail by a percentage point.
Dude, how would you like to be Fred Thompson this morning?
He's got nothing. He's got like 1%.
Yes, 1%. Ron Paul got 8 times the support that he did in New Hampshire. Now they move to South Carolina. Fred Thompson, well, I'm going to wait to run in South Carolina, where right now he's running fourth. I've never understood that. He was the one that everyone ran and embraced last summer, and I never got it then. I certainly don't get it now. And he just is sleepwalking. I mean, if the media ever got anything right, they certainly got this point right, that he's one of the laziest campaigners and one of the laziest candidates, and he was one of the laziest senators in his time here, and that's what kind of campaign he'd run. I thought that he'd try to wake up and prove people wrong, and he has absolutely sleptwalked through this campaign.
Yeah, he has. And you know what the other thing is, what I always find ironic, is that the GOP's famous mantra about the Hollywood left and the Hollywood this and Hollywood that, and that's what Fred Thompson is he's from Hollywood.
He's the only Hollywood candidate in the race, and he happens to be a right-wing conservative.
Yeah, but it's not. But you're right. He's like invisible. Duncan Hunter is also another guy who's just out of it and has no chance.
You know, Duncan Hunter never did have a chance. I mean, the amazing fall of Fred Thompson was, it has not been that long ago where I was on CNBC, and Kudlow and Kramer, those guys, were breathlessly talking about how Fred Thompson was going to fundamentally change the Republican nomination, and everybody was breathless and excited about this candidacy, and he has completely fallen and just is absolutely a non-factor. It shows what the Republican establishment in D.C. Knows about electing presidents, apparently.
Well, they've just got so many problems. Now, back to the Democratic side, if you're Obama, what do you do now?
Well, I mean, a couple things. One is Obama, I thought his speech last night was good, but I think he should have framed it better at the beginning and said, you know, 1 week ago, we were behind by 10 points to Senator Clinton. First of all, let me congratulate her on the win, just like he did. But 1 week ago, we were behind in this state by 10 points. And because you wanted sweeping change and meaningful change, we were able to make up that ground, and we were able to finish in a strong second place. I couldn't be prouder of that. He should have said that, because the national media has now, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, Bill Clinton was whining the other day about how the national media was not being too difficult on Barack. Well, now, you know, the national media is all under the impression that this was a huge come-from-behind victory for Hillary, based on nothing more than two polls. I mean, she should have won New Hampshire. You know, again, 1 week ago, we would have all predicted Hillary Clinton winning New Hampshire by 5 or 6 points, even if Barack did well in Iowa. Obama has to now go into South Carolina. He has to really run hard in Nevada. He is still, keep in mind, so many people have made up their minds about Hillary Clinton. He is still the agent of change. You've now got to look, where do the Richardson voters go? Where do the Edwards voters go? And as these races move through, and even if they're still in the race, people who are committed to Edwards, you know, are going to vote for Edwards. People who liked Edwards a lot but don't think he can get the nomination, they want to go with the winner. So who do they go with? Do they go with Hillary Clinton, or do they go with Barack Obama? So Obama has got to target those Edwards-type populists, the other folks in this race, because he's got to pull those guys together, because once it becomes a two-person race, he's not going to win by lots in these states. He's going to win by just a little bit. We could be in it for a very long nominating contest, and if Hillary Clinton continues to run, you know, her own campaign with her own message and showing some of her own emotion and her own personality like she did here at the end in New Hampshire, she's going to be a very, very tough candidate, and they've got the infrastructure around the country to help.
So it's going to be a horse race all the way down. So I'm not going to ask you this early to call Michigan and let's not predict anything, because we got a lousy track record here, you and I both. Just stunned. But, you know, the positive, let's end this on a positive note. The positive note is, if we can keep the friction down between all the candidates, and that includes President Bill Clinton's emotional outburst yesterday about Obama's voting record, if we can keep that to a minimum, keep it tamped down, we've still got the best field of candidates out there.
Yeah, by far. And again, we get all bollocked up kind of in this whole, you know, internecine contest. And I think you're absolutely right, Jay. But the unbelievable good news for Democrats is, once again, in Iowa, there was in Iowa, which is a swing state. We forget that. It is a swing state. It went for Al Gore 8 years ago. It went for George Bush 4 years ago. Iowa is a swing state. In Iowa, twice the number of people asked for Democratic ballots. And last night, it was 1.5 times as many Democrats showed up in New Hampshire as Republicans. And so there's no question that people are much more energized by all of our candidates. You know, Democrats had a much better chance to talk about change and to bring change. And so no matter who we nominate, we're coming out of this with in much stronger positions. And it's clear, if they nominate an old retread like John McCain, which appears like they may right now, it's going to be clear. Democrats offer change. Republicans offer more of the same. It'll be just that simple.
I agree 100%. Rich, once again, thanks for your help over the last 2 days. Really, just thank you, because you always come on short notice, and we really appreciate it.
No problem. I love everything you're doing, Jay. Your show's great, brother.
Well, I love you too, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
All right.
There's the man who knows it. Well, he did the same thing I did, but we all did, which was we didn't call New Hampshire correctly. There's Democratic strategist Rich Masters. It's 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you, and John checks traffic.
Still cleaning up the aftermath of a spilled load on southbound I-25 at 23rd Avenue. PVC pipes littered the highway, and that's going to have you slow down all the way past I-76. Southbound 25 also busy from 104th to 84th. That's due to an accident there at the Thornton Parkway, and that is in the left-hand lane. In Littleton, a crash at Santa Fe, on Santa Fe at the Hamden intersection. In Castle Rock, an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 25 at Castle Pines Parkway. Today's forecast calling for highs in the mid-40s, but mostly cloudy and windy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices anywhere. Don't let winter driving sneak up on you. Get ready now with a quality pre-owned SUV from CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find over 800 certified pre-owned vehicles, many under $10,000, and all with low internet pricing. So don't waste your time running all over town. Be safe and save big bucks on your used vehicle purchase at CheaperUsedAutos.com. Drive with confidence this winter. Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I resolved to ride a motorcycle that doesn't have the soul of a lawnmower. I resolved to not cheat the dream. I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. I resolved not to waste good riding years playing pretend. And so I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one.
To kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
I love my new hardwood floors, and you will too, thanks to Natural Wood Floors. They provide installation and sanding of hardwood floors. They did Tom Martino's hardwood floors and are ready to give you a free estimate. Call Rob McNeely at 303-257-2980.
Marv Al Shear and Ziggy Pop and Uncle Rufus and all the gang at Rockies. Plus, they've also got numerous ways to finance, and they got great hours. 9 a.m. in the morning until 8 p.m. at night. Rockies Autos is open every Monday through Saturday. Here's the thing. You can check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory and then pre-qualify for a car loan. Call them up and say, hey, what about this? What about that? And when you do call, ask for Ziggy Pop. He can help you out. 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646, Rockies Autos. They make it easy for you to cast your consumer vote their way. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-700-1157. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-700-1157. 1-800-700-1157.
I love my new hardwood floors, and you will too, thanks to Natural Wood Floors. They provide installation and sanding of hardwood floors. They did Tom Martino's hardwood floors and are ready to give you a free estimate. Call Rob McNeely at 303-257-2980.
A murder has been committed, and the race is on to solve the crime. The cops have 48 hours to find a lead or risk losing a killer. The First 48. Catch all new episodes tomorrow at 10, 9 Central, only on A&E.
Coming up on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair and slightly unbalanced. And as always, the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program. Your radio support group of, by, and for we the people of the United States of America and all life on Earth.
The Tom Hartman Show, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
28, 28 minutes after 7 here. A slight chance of rain or snow. High today, 43. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along as we examine what happened last night in New Hampshire. Both John Turk and myself stayed up late. Mario Solis Marich was in last night, and John ran that show, too, as well. And we'll talk to Mario coming up at 8:30. Coming up next, we're going to talk to former Denver Mayor Frederico Pena. He is the national campaign co-chair for Barack Obama, and we'll talk to him about his impressions of what happened last night in New Hampshire. And the media just flat out blew the whole thing, the polling, and then we parroted it, and I parroted it, and I believed yesterday that Obama was just going to, you know, and I felt bad about not only, well, that Obama was going to beat Hillary, but what I really felt bad was is that Edwards was going to finish where he did, and I can't. And after 9 o'clock, we're going to have open phones here. And I really want to ask this question. I cannot understand why John Edwards can't break through. I just do not understand, and I'm frustrated. And for full disclosure, I've given him money. And it's just, it's maddening. And I also feel sorry for those of you who back Kucinich. I feel sorry for those of you who are even interested in Ron Paul. Can't get any traction. Just can't. And as Rich Masters said, the media is going to cover the horse race because that's where they believe the story is, and that's Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And it's just frustrating. Maybe I'll just take this headphone cords and hang myself. No, it's not that frustrating. 7:31, 31 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. As the morning goes on, it becomes apparent that we as adults cannot get down I-25 without causing problems. Am I right, John?
Man, I-25, southbound especially,
what,
is just...
What is up with that?
I don't know. It's always a mess coming southbound.
Why isn't it a mess going northbound?
I'm not sure. I guess those northbound commuters are way smarter. And leave way more room between vehicles.
PVC pipes all over the place.
Yeah, PVC pipes. A spilled load of PVC pipe that was dropped about 45 minutes ago. Still slowing down southbound 25 downtown between I-76 and 23rd Avenue. Further north, another problem southbound 25 with an accident in the left lane at Thornton Parkway. Also in the metro, crashes at Colorado and Yale and another one on Santa Fe at Hamden. In Castle Rock, we have an accident on the right shoulder southbound 25 at Castle Pines Parkway. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy and windy, especially in the foothills. We have a slight chance of rain or snow showers this afternoon. Right now, it's 32 degrees at DIA. I'm John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the 2008 Lexus RX with 14 actively safe features, continuing the pursuit of perfection.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center January 17th through the 20th. See hundreds of new boats along with the latest in boating accessories. Don't miss this boating sales event of the year. Visit denverboatshow.com. Life is better with a boat.
What issues are important to you?
In 2008, I want a president who understands the English language.
I'm tired of daycare America. Whatever happened to personal responsibility?
When will people stop mudslinging and start problem solving?
That's why I listen to
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services reminds parents that whether your teenager's the driver or the passenger, the winter months can be an especially dangerous time of year for them to be in a car. Decide as a family to talk about this issue and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services. Operators of Red Rocks Bar, Lefty's Mile High Grill, Lefty's Front Range Grill, and Schlotsky's Restaurant at the Denver International Airport.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
A murder has been committed, and the race is on to solve the crime. Cops have 48 hours to find a lead or risk losing a killer. Tomorrow on A&E, go behind the scenes of real investigations in all new cases of the first 48. Find the tiniest clues.
I got a witness.
Follow the biggest leads. And do it all in the first 48 hours. The first 48. Catch all new episodes tomorrow at 10, 9 Central, only on A&E.
Never let your lips go naked. Because if you want healthy lips, you need to slip on something soft, like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth, like ChapStick Cherry. Or try on something completely natural, like ChapStick 100% Naturals. For a healthy look and feel every day, ChapStick. Because healthy lips should never go naked. Use as directed.
We know the battle ahead will be long. But always remember that no matter what obstacles stand in our way, nothing can stand in the way of the power of millions.
Good morning, 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin working your woofers and tweeters. A slight chance of a rain and snow and a high today 43. And let's talk to former Denver Mayor Frederico Pena. In September, he announced he would endorse Barack Obama and serve as his national campaign co-chair. Pena headed the Transportation and Energy Departments under President Clinton, but has decided to back Hillary Rodham Clinton's chief rival. And Pena was the first Hispanic mayor, of course, of Denver, heading the city from 1983 to 1991. And he said one of his chief roles would be to help build Obama's Hispanic support. And, Mr. Mayor, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
All right. We all in the media, we didn't get it right. And what's your opinion about the fact that, well, Obama just lost to Hillary?
Well, let's remember that, and since you raised the media, and I'm not criticizing the media because everybody's doing their job.
Oh, please, go ahead. I mean, I love that because I think the media, I loathe the media even though I'm part of it.
Well, remember, 8 or 7 or 6 months ago, Hillary Clinton was leading Barack in national polls by 10, 15 points. And just a month ago, she was leading us substantially in New Hampshire. What happened last night was we fell just a few thousand votes behind, but we got an overwhelming support among independents and even Republicans. And now we go to Nevada and South Carolina. And by the way, in South Carolina, we were also significantly behind several months ago, particularly in the African-American community. Now we have strong support there. We're slightly ahead, and we have overcome a 20-point deficit in South Carolina. And in Nevada, where Mrs. Clinton is substantially ahead of us some time ago, we're basically now neck and neck, and we're well-positioned to do well there. So when you look at what the media has been saying about our campaign for months, we're now, in some cases, being called a front runner. So we have a long way to go. We're feeling very good about where we are. And, of course, we've got an extraordinary candidate.
So you still believe that the message of change that that Barack Obama delivers is still resonating with people and is still catching fire, and that people out there really want something different?
Absolutely. And the evidence of that is twofold. Number one, Senator Clinton has now adopted the message of change, and John McCain is talking about change in the Republican Party. And what has happened? We had a doubling of the turnout in Iowa. People didn't think that young people would vote in Iowa this time. They did. And a record 500,000 people voted in New Hampshire. What that is saying is that people want bold change in the country. And the person who is leading that charge and has been leading that charge in the beginning is Barack Obama.
I'm backing John Edwards. But I got to tell you, I've interviewed Barack Obama just a ton and have also been around him. He is the real deal in the fact that what you see is what you get. And even when he ran for Senate, I mean, he ran basically the same kind of campaign that he's running now. Very positive, upbeat, and not very negative. Looking over the Republican side, Mitt Romney, who spent a ton of money and ran these attack ads against McCain, didn't do very well. Are the days of negative advertising over with?
They're not over with, but there comes a point in everybody's campaign where voters want to hear what you believe, and they want to hear a positive message. Negative campaigning still works, particularly if you're trying to slow down your opponent and just hold them a little bit, but that's only good for a while. Beyond that, you must go positive. You must describe what you're about, because as we saw in these record turnouts, voters are very sophisticated. They expect you to meet with them personally. They expect you to be specific about your message. And they expect you to demonstrate why you should be the leader of the country. So in the end, positive, constructive, forward-thinking campaigning is going to be the cause of victory for anybody.
7:40, it's 40 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Former Denver Mayor Frederico Pena is our guest. He is the National Campaign Co-Chair for Obama for President. Let me jump off this for a second and go to something that's local. Do you think, and I know your answer is going to be yes, because I just can't figure it's any other way. Do you think that the race between Congressman Mark Udall and Bob, I never say anything about anything, Schaefer, which, because we don't know anything about where he stands. I mean, I've invited him on this show, but, you know, just dead silence. Do you think that's going to get nasty?
It could, and we've already started to see that. There have been some independent efforts now to go after Mark Udall's, if you can believe this, patriotism and his support of the troops, and we're going to see more of that. But this is the big surprise. Democrats across the country are going to do very well because the overwhelming majority of independents and even some Republicans do not want to support the Republican Party, generally speaking. And the evidence of that is the relatively low turnout in New Hampshire in the Republican Party. So as a general principle, there will be a wave of support for Democrats across the United States. Now, here in Colorado, what do we have? We have a Democratic governor. We have a Democratic legislature for the first time, the combination of both in 40 years. We have a great senator, Ken Salazar, and I think that the independents of Colorado, the independent voters, are going to support Mark Udall for all those reasons. So I'm feeling very good about Mark's campaign, but also for the campaign of many Democrats running across the United States, and we expect to pick up a number of seats in the United States Senate.
All right. If Obama doesn't make it, and Hillary does, do you think she's too polarizing to win?
Well, first of all, let me respectfully disagree with your premise. Obama is going to win. And the reason for that is that a recent poll shows that he is the only Democrat who can beat all five of the top Republican nominees. And the reason for that, again, is independent voters. So when you get to a general election in November, and independent voters come out and vote, and they will vote in droves, as we saw both in Iowa and New Hampshire, and you'll see the same thing here in Colorado, where the independent vote is almost the same size as Democratic and Republican voters. They will vote for Barack Obama. So the real question for those of us who are Democrats is who among all the Democratic candidates has the best ability to win in the general election? And the answer is Barack Obama.
Well, for me, backing Edwards, it doesn't look like he's going to make it. So for me, I would jump to Obama without question. But I got to ask you again, if Hillary ends up getting it, do you think, which look, Mr. Mayor, a lot of people fear this because I hear this a lot. I fear it, too. Do you think she's too polarizing?
Look, I like Hillary. I've known her for a long time. She's very competent. She's very capable. And you saw that she's a great fighter, as we saw in New Hampshire. Unfortunately, the polls show that there are a number of people in the country, a very large number, almost 50%, who have said they would never vote for her. So she would have a very steep uphill mountain to climb, particularly among independents, in winning a general election. Now, does that mean she could never win one? No. But if you're looking at all the Democratic candidates, who has the best potential and certainly the ability of winning and beating any of the top five Republicans, it's Barack Obama. So I want to focus on supporting the person I believe can win, but most importantly, will be the best president of the United States, and that's Barack Obama.
The Hispanic community. How is Obama doing in the Hispanic community?
We're doing well. The fact is that 7 or 8 months ago, we were not doing as well as we would like in the Latino community, in the Hispanic community. We're now doing much better. Let me give you examples of that. I went to Iowa twice. We were endorsed by one of the Spanish-speaking newspapers there. We got very strong support in the Hispanic community in Iowa, which is only 3 to 4% of the state population, but that was one of the reasons we won in Iowa. I've been out to Nevada twice, which is 20% Hispanic, and our Hispanic support there is growing. We have a statewide organization of Hispanic leaders in Nevada who are supporting us, and the support we're getting from the unions and workers, particularly in the Las Vegas area who work in the casinos and the resorts there, is climbing. Many of them are Hispanic. So our Latino support is growing every day, and we're seeing it here in Colorado. And by the way, Jay, this Thursday at 5:30, we are announcing the opening of 6 new offices in Colorado. We're going to have an office in Boulder, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Fort Collins, and 3 in Denver. And Mrs. Clinton has only 1 office, which just opened, I think, 2.5 weeks ago. So that ground organization, which is superior not only here in Colorado, but in Nevada and South Carolina, particularly in reaching out to the Hispanic community, is going to be key to the election of Barack Obama. And on February 5th, 22 states are going to vote. We have major organizations in 19 of those 22 states, far ahead of any Democratic or Republican candidate running for president.
All right, last question, because I appreciate your time here this morning.
Happy to do it.
Have the Republicans alienated the Latino or Hispanic community with putting so much emphasis on immigration? And do you think that's going to be a problem for John McCain with them?
Well, the first answer to your first question is yes. And we saw this before with Pete Wilson in California, who became a bit of an antagonist to Hispanics in California. And that galvanized and organized Hispanics there who came out and started supporting Democrats. But when you look at the polls, the erosion of support for President Bush among the Hispanic community and with Republicans generally is largely being driven by the anti-immigrant rhetoric. So the insiders in the Republican Party have been saying for some time now that the Republican Party could lose the Hispanic vote for the next 20 years if it doesn't resolve the issue of immigration and begins to speak about these issues in a much more constructive fashion, very different than what you hear in the debates among the Republican candidates. So this is a big decision for the Republicans. John McCain, who has had a much more constructive position on immigration, of course, has lost some support among Republicans because of that. But interestingly, John McCain has it right, and that is if the Republican Party wants to survive over the next 2 or 3 decades, it's got to be much more constructive in how it talks about immigration and about the Hispanic community. Fortunately, the Democrats are the leaders here.
But is that going to, in your opinion, is that going to cost McCain down the line here?
It might. When he gets down into the much more conservative states, there are some who are saying that his constructive position on immigration is going to hurt him within the Republican Party. I think that the Democratic Party as a whole will benefit for all Democratic candidates because of the constructive position we've taken on immigration.
All right. Former Denver Mayor Frederico Pena, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate you being on the show and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Happy to do it.
Okay, thank you. All right, there's former Mayor Denver Mayor Frederico Pena. And coming up next hour, we're going to talk to, right after 8 o'clock, one of my favorite people, John Nichols from The Nation. And so that's coming up. It's 7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk as we examine what went on in New Hampshire and get people's input, and we'll get your input, too, about it. Let's face it, the media just blew it. I mean, we blew it. We blew it all over the place. I don't know, would you characterize me as being an outsider in the media?
A rebel. Media rebel.
Because I think the media is like... Like, I'd like to turn everything off and go back to the days when we had to read by candlelight.
And play... Yeah. And play cart decks.
No, I'm serious. I just hate... I hate the media.
You know, I got into radio about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago, and we still played cards.
Yeah, I mean, well, I said to Mary last night, oh, God, I don't want to watch this because I don't like any of them. She said, oh, but you have to. You have to. And it's like, oh, boy. Mm. And, you know, if MSNBC was smart, they would just have Oberman do the coverage, not put Chris Matthews in there, who continues to make a jerk out of himself every chance he gets. All right, it's 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour, and John's going to check traffic.
Jay, the spilled PVC pipe on southbound 25 at 23rd Avenue all cleared up and traffic moving a little more freely now. Still slow coming south out of North Glen and Thornton with a crash in the left lane at 20. That's southbound 25 and Thornton Parkway. Also working accidents on 6th Avenue eastbound at I-25, Santa Fe on Hamden. Two incidences on Colorado Boulevard, one at Florida and another at Yale. I-225 creeping along both ways. Slow pockets on C-470 westbound from Ken Carl to Morrison Road and eastbound from University to Quebec. Your forecast calling for a high of 44 degrees. Strong winds today and a slight chance of precipitation in the form of rain or snow showers after 12 o'clock. Right now it's 24 degrees at DIA. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today and try Sonic's Steak, Bacon, and Egg Burrito, a complete steak and egg breakfast with bacon and cheese.
Did you know SolSource can save you thousands of dollars on a new solar electric system with current solar rebates? Hi, I'm Jeff Scott, owner of SolSource, a Denver-based solar company. Listen, a residential $24,000 solar system will only cost you $8,500 after rebates and tax credits. Solar electric systems are a great way to add value to your home, your family, and our environment. Call SolSource at 303-297-8255. 1874. That's 303-297-1874. Or log on to SolSourceInc.com.
Okay, and all life on Earth.
The Tom Hartman Show. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Finally, there's a radio show that covers your community and HOA topics. That show is HOA Connection with your host, Barbara Fries. Every Sunday on AM 760 from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. She'll answer all of your community concerns.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And if you're a homeowner and you're having trouble making your payments or even facing foreclosure because your adjustable rate mortgage is going higher and higher, here's an important announcement about a new FHA secure program only from the mortgage store. Now, according to CNBC, 2 million adjustable rate mortgages reset in the next 2 months. FHA secure is designed for families who were good borrowers but got steered into high-cost loans with teaser rates. This is a second chance for families who, through no fault of their own, are suddenly facing the threat of foreclosure because of rising mortgage payments. If you used to have solid mortgage payment history but now are having problems since your adjustable rate mortgage reset higher, you can refinance into a new, low fixed rate home loan And you can do it with the mortgage store because the mortgage store is a direct FHA lender. They make it happen fast. Now, this is a temporary program, and it's not going to go on forever. So call right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. They're open evenings until 8. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They're the guaranteed pros.
14-hour days, endless nights. You've invested hours of your life working hard to get your job done right. And while sometimes you may feel like you're all alone, we at Lexus Certified Pre-Owned assure you, you're not. We're dedicated to making sure everything we do is tailored to your driving needs. Take our 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. For the first time, you can extend it up to 6 years from your date of purchase or 125,000 total vehicle miles, or anything in between. And because it's Lexus-backed, you receive even better protection than most new car buyers. Not that you may need it. We hand-select every vehicle and put it through exhaustive inspections. Standards like these place Lexus Certified Pre-Owned in a class of its own. Yes, our pursuit of perfection never stops. But every night, when we collapse in bed, we find we just can't wait until tomorrow. For details on our extended protection, see Coney Lexus, Stevenson Lexus of Frederick, and Stevenson Lexus of Lakewood, or visit LexusCPO.com.
After high school, I wasn't really sure what to do.
I needed guidance.
I know I needed discipline.
The guard helped me get squared away.
Squared away? That means you've got everything together, everything in its place.
The National Guard really helped turn my life around.
In the National Guard, I've gotten paid job training, money for college.
I get a steady paycheck.
I'm squared away.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the discipline, education, and job skills you need to succeed in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the state.
This is Hollywood Jim, host of Spirituality, Common Sense, and the ability to kill 99.9% of all household germs. Join me this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760 for Spirituality and Common Sense. That's this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 760.
Yeah, 7:55, 55 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, living the society of the spectacle. 5 days a week. Slight chance of rain and snow. High today, 43. 10% chance. John says it's going to happen afternoon. Let's go to Brian in Thornton. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
You know, they based a whole lot of bunch of, you know, the media based a lot of stuff on that Iowa caucus. And if you actually looked at the numbers, there was only 2,300 votes cast between the three Democratic candidates. I mean, why are they saying, oh, this and that, you know, about how much Obama is going to win and all this, like, when there was only a couple hundred votes between the difference, I mean, that ain't nothing to base anything on.
Well, they didn't base the New Hampshire projections were not based on Iowa. They were based on what they thought they were getting in New Hampshire. And what ended up happening was that they made a huge mistake in one area with Hillary Clinton. They made a huge mistake in the amount of women who came out and voted for her. If you look at it, that's what pushed her over the top, not by much, but it did, was women, and so they blew it. I mean, they got it wrong, and then that brings back the old question of, okay, do people tell pollsters what they think they want them to hear, or do they, and then they think something, they do something else in private, or they think something else in private, or are they really telling them the truth? I mean that's what it amounts to.
No, I don't think they are. I think people say one thing and do something else because
yeah,
they want to go with the
right
popular tide. They don't want to be against the flow, and then when they start voting on themselves and they start thinking, well, I better change that. So, you know, it's just like taking a test. You know, they change their answers, you know. They'll find out what they think the answer is, and they'll scribble it out and put the other answer. And that's why I think the vote is. The thing is, we know about Hillary, she is going to, you know, push health care because she did when she was in there with Bill, remember? She tried to pass for national health care.
Well, I think anybody who becomes a Democratic nominee is going to make health care a priority just because they're all on to health care. As a matter of fact, when you really look at it, Hillary, I'm not picking on her here, I'm just pointing this out. Of everybody who unveiled health care plans, Hillary was like the last person to unveil hers. But the thing is, here's the thing. Well, I don't know, man. We'll have to see what happens. I mean, what the hell do I know? You know? Thanks. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks, Jay.
Okay, take care.
All right, coming up next hour, our special guest, John Nichols from The Nation, and we'll get his take. Stick around.
What issues are important to you?
It seems like every time in America now anybody screws up or does something wrong, that they have to be protected by the government.
I think we should be doing a lot more with border control.
I want George Bush impeached.
Tell it like it is. AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Sometimes it can be hard to make decisions. What happens if you choose the wrong thing? Well, right now with Comcast, if you choose, you can't lose. During the Comcast Winter Blowout, Comcast Digital Cable, High-Speed Internet, and Digital Voice are all on sale. Get any service for just $29.99 each a month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three. The choice is yours. Comcast Digital Cable comes with all your favorite channels like ESPN, MTV, CNN, and more. Comcast High-Speed Internet brings you a super fast connection for surfing and downloads. And Comcast Digital Voice offers unlimited local and nationwide calling from home. It's your choice. Save on the deal that's right for you. Comcast Digital Cable, High-Speed Internet, and Digital Voice. Pick any combination for just $29.99 each a month for 6 months. But hurry, the sale ends January 21st. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new services only. After 6 months, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Bedford, New Hampshire. With more than two dozen states holding presidential primaries or caucuses in the next month, Hillary Clinton and John McCain don't have a lot of time to savor their comeback wins here. They're trying.
I was so thrilled by it.
Clinton stunned pollsters in the Democratic race, overcoming Barack Obama.
I had this incredible moment of connection with the voters of New Hampshire, and they saw it, and they heard it, and they gave me this incredible victory.
Obama tells the CBS News early show he's moving on.
To continue to focus on the capacity to bring people together, Democrats, independents, and Republicans, around the problems that ordinary Americans are facing every day.
For John McCain, a rejuvenating GOP win.
I always had confidence we could do it. I was always, always confident because I knew the people of New Hampshire like Straight Talk.
He heads now to Michigan, which holds its primary next week. Straight Talk now about what happened here. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein.
How did Hillary do it? CBS's Jeff Greenfield says women helped.
She clearly rallied a Democratic base, union households, middle and lower income households, registered Democrats as opposed to independents, and it happened in a way that everybody missed.
And now Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says she and Barack Obama are on even footing.
It is a two-person Democratic race. I think on the Republican side, it is also wide open. We've got two wide open races for the nomination here.
And he's not feeling confident about any predictions, Barry.
New Hampshire's primary changes campaign dynamics now, but by the time Texans like this man vote March the 4th, it'll be a distant memory.
Do you really want to vote for a candidate? You're going to vote for him anyway, not listen to people in New Hampshire.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Bedford, New Hampshire. Now here's Frank Sedapani.
If you want to vote in Indiana, you'd better have an official photo ID. Minutes from now, lawyers for the Indiana Democratic Party will tell the Supreme Court the state's voter ID law is too tough. Party Chairman Dan Parker.
We just see this law as unnecessary and a burden on people's right to vote.
State Attorney General Steve Carter disagrees.
It's important for our citizens to have confidence in the integrity of our elections, and one way to do that is to have laws that discourage and prevent fraud.
At least three people have been killed in a 50-car pileup on a central Florida highway shrouded in fog and smoke from brush fires. A 15-mile stretch of I-4 is littered with banged-up vehicles. The storm that pounded middle America has moved into the east. Thunderstorms overnight cut power to thousands of homes from the Great Lakes to New York State's Finger Lakes region. Near Rochester, Indiana, heavy rain and snowmelt triggered the flood that trapped an SUV, killing two children. Rescuers snatched their mother and three other children from the top of the vehicle's roof.
The closest that we could get when we arrived to her was probably 150 yards due to the depth of the water, and the water was extremely cold. We immediately put two men in Gumby suits and roped them off and sent them out, but it was a difficult situation.
In early trading, the Dow's up 88. This is CBS News.
You may have to experience Bose Quiet Comfort acoustic noise-canceling headphones to believe them. They're designed to reduce the distractions around you so you can hear your music more clearly. When you fly, when you work, when you relax, call 800-845-2673 right now to try them for 30 days risk-free. Quiet Comfort headphones offer an unmatched combination of audio performance, noise reduction, and comfortable fit. Connect them to your portable MP3 or DVD player. Use them without an audio source to simply enjoy some peace. Order yours right now. 800-845-2673. That's 800-845-2673. Purchase QC headphones by January 31st and receive $50 toward select Bose products purchased at the same time. Conditions and limitations apply. Call for details. Choose Bose QC3 headphones for an on-ear fit or QC2 headphones for an around-ear fit. Order them now at 800-845-2673 and experience the difference Bose technology makes. 800-845-2673.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter's property tax freeze is hauling in more money than anybody expected when lawmakers okayed it 8 months ago. The bounty now estimated to be $2 billion more than what was expected over the next 10 years. An autopsy of shooter Matthew Murray shows he shot himself to death and had drugs in his system when he went on his rampage. Murray killed two at Youth with a Mission in Arvada and also killed two teenage girls at the New Life Church in Colorado Springs. Denver will be getting a 5-star hotel starting on Friday when the Ritz-Carlton opens its doors downtown. That hotel will include an Elway's restaurant and features 202 rooms, of which 47 are suites. Another 32 are so-called club-level rooms, and there will be one big luxury Ritz-Carlton suite. Room rates from $249 a night to $3,000. In sports, the Avs lost to Detroit 1-0 last night, and relief pitcher Goose Gossage, who makes his home here in Colorado, has been voted into baseball's Hall of Fame. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell, and now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch for a crash on the ramp from eastbound I-70 to southbound I-25. Sounds like it involves a semi. Traffic's starting to ease up a bit as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. The slowing starts on the approach to 104th down to 84th. You're going to catch a break for a little bit, then it bogs down again north of downtown, making your way towards 23rd. Speeds are going to be in the teens in spots for eastbound C-470 between Broadway and Quebec. It's also heavy on I-25 under the bridges, 225 as you make that Parker curve, especially as you're heading north. Lots of drivers heading east out of Lakewood, 6th Avenue heavy from Wadsworth to Federal. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save big at Staples. Save up to $8 on the easiest new staplers or hole punches ever. Staples One Touch. Just recycle any stapler or three-hole punch at Staples by January 19th. Trade in, trade up, save big. Details in store. Staples. That was easy.
So how big is the Big Ten Network's basketball schedule? Bigger than that Buckeye tree called Coaster Coopers? It's Eric Gordon Vertical Big. 140 games in 130 days? That's more than the backdoor cuts in a Bill Carmody offense. That plays bigger than Geary wiped the glass clean Claxton. 6'10" centers launching threes for Michigan? Bigger than that. Go to Big10Network.com. Big is beautiful.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8. On AM 760 Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, the only free-range talk show host. Slight chance of rain and snow and a high today of 43. All right, let's go to a guy sitting at the airport on the ground in New Hampshire, the nation's John Nichols. John, good morning.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in here, man. All right. Your take on what went wrong, when I say what went wrong, I mean that the fact that the media absolutely blew this whole thing.
Well, the media blew this thing because it doesn't understand the politics of gender or the politics of race in America. When you have the first serious woman candidate for president and the first viable African-American candidate for president, things come into play that have to be factored in if you're going to be realistic. The fact of the matter is, when Hillary cleared up or teared up a little bit on Monday, right before the primary, it was too late really to poll what that would mean. And it's also very hard to poll a gut check. But for an awfully lot of women, not just older women, as people suggest, but young women who've, you know, had tough times on the job and who've, you know, faced some challenges, that image of Hillary emotionally responding was very, very powerful. It clearly swung some women to her. But there's another factor here that we cannot deny, and that is that the southern part of New Hampshire boomed. It grew into a very populous region as Bostonians fled the busing wars, over forced busing in the Boston area for racial integration in the 1970s and early 1980s. And I think we had what Californians referred to as the Bradley effect.
many people in New Hampshire, when they were called by pollsters, said, oh, yeah, I'll vote for an African-American candidate. I'll vote for Barack Obama. But when they got behind that curtain in the New Hampshire polling booths, unlike the Iowa caucus rooms where they were in public, when they got behind that curtain, they chose not to vote for an African-American candidate. And I think that's got to be a part of any honest explanation of what happened here in New Hampshire yesterday.
Many people thought that Hillary tearing up was a mistake, but now you're saying it turned out to be a positive.
It's a sum total positive. There is simply no question of that. This woman struggled for the better part of 10 years to remake her image, to soften it, to not be the quote-unquote dragon lady or all the other things that, you know, she correctly suggested a right-wing attack machine was portraying her as. And, you know, that moment where she didn't really cry, what she did was she showed a little emotion. She showed that she feels it. I think connected with a tremendous number of women. And that, remember, the media went crazy on that. So finally we have a case where personality politics worked, you know, in a funny kind of way. The overemphasis on an emotional moment, the constant playing of the tape of her voice choking, and then that extended comment that she made about how hard it is to be a candidate in the context of a question about being a woman in politics. That was the dominant story in New Hampshire all day Monday and most of the day Tuesday. You couldn't buy a better reframing of Hillary Clinton. If they'd spent $10 million on advertising, they couldn't have gotten what they got from that moment.
Speaking of spending a lot of money on advertising, how about Mitt Romney, who ran those negative attack ads and dumped a bunch of bread into that state, and look where he ends up?
Well, look, Mitt Romney spent $15 million attacking Mike Huckabee, and then he spent another $4 or $5 million, almost all out of his own fortune, attacking John McCain, and it didn't work. The fact of the matter is that Mitt Romney should be seen as a candidate who keeps his head above water because he is standing on piles of money. But you know what happens to paper in water? It contracts. It slowly dissolves. And the fact of the matter is I think that Iowa and New Hampshire have proven that Republicans don't want Mitt Romney as their candidate. The problem they've got is they don't really know who they do want. They're struggling to identify a candidate that they like, and they have not gotten there yet. This is a fascinating race on the Republican side. In many ways, more fascinating than the Democratic side. The Democratic side is complex, and it opens up huge dialogues about race and class and gender that are societal. The Republican side is more of a classic political strategy fight, but in some ways is more unsettled because while Democrats are fighting for a nomination from a place of strength, remember, by a 2-to-1 margin, New Hampshire voters chose Democratic primary ballots over Republican primary ballots, same as in Iowa where caucuses, Democratic, were 2-to-1 over Republican. The Democrats are fighting from a position of strength. They want to take the presidency. The Republicans are desperately fighting to find someone, a man on a white horse, who can rally the troops to defend the last redoubt of what just 2 years ago was the most powerful political party on the planet. They controlled everything 2 years ago. Now they are looking at the very real prospect of losing everything, and so they struggle to identify a candidate. I don't think that New Hampshire did it for them, though, because while John McCain won here, America is not New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is not America. They're different places. And I just think that McCain's still got a real fight on his hands. I do think that the man has probably got a little bit of a smile on his face today is Rudy Giuliani, because the unsettled nature of the Republican race leaves him some space to work in.
See, I see him as being like, I'm being like the rest of the media, but punditry or whatever. But I see him as being. Really, really, really like in trouble. Like, Ron Paul comes within a point of him, and he's banking it all on February the 5th, right?
Oh, I agree with you totally. I'm not telling you that Giuliani's going to get nominated. I think he's got real problems, too. But I do think that at the end of the day, he looks at this result and says, I live to fight another day.
And for him, that's a good moment. You know, I mean, that's all it is. The fact is, the Republicans, honestly, they've got serious problems. There will be a dialogue within the Republican Party about whether somebody else ought to come in. You'll hear a Gingrich dialogue. You'll hear a Colin Powell dialogue. There's simply no question that, you know, they're not satisfied with their candidates.
You think Colin Powell would get in there after making all of those great boring statements about Obama?
Pretty funny, wouldn't it be? Remember, what happens if Obama gets beat, right? You know, what if at a certain point it looks very clear that Obama's not going to be the man? And then Republicans say, well, let's do a pincer movement here. Let's try something different. Let's us be the party that nominates the person of color. I'm not saying that will happen, but I am saying that dialogue will take place within the Republican Party. Again, a party that is desperately and I think very painfully, frankly, at this point, struggling to figure out what it does.
And where does Mike Huckabee fit into this?
He doesn't fit in. The fact is the Republican Party is not going to nominate this man for president of the United States, and for a variety of reasons. You know, there's only one group of people that fear the religious right more than liberal Democrats, and that's mainstream Republicans. The Republican Party is a corporation. It exists to take power and then use that power to redistribute wealth upwards. They don't want to have that all screwed up by a populist Christian who appeals to their voting base, but might actually give something to their voting base. Remember the book, What's the Matter with Kansas? That's all about how people who believe passionately in religious right values, they oppose abortion, they oppose gay rights, vote against their own economic interests in order to empower a Republican Party that never delivers for them on their social issues, but also screws them over on the economic issues. Well, Mike Huckabee is a complex figure because he says, I will deliver for you on the social issues. I will ban abortion. I will ban gay marriage and oppose gay rights. But at the same time, I will also oppose free trade agreements and redistribute a little bit of the wealth. That message terrifies Wall Street. It terrifies Washington. And, you know, in many ways, Mike Huckabee, although I don't agree with him on the social issues, is a more populist candidate even than John Edwards. But the Republican Party is not a populist party. They are not going to reward that. They will, at the end of the day, circle every wagon, cross every T, dot every I, in order to assure that Mike Huckabee is not the nominee. But he is going to annoy the hell out of them, just as Ron Paul will, for the next 2 months.
Yeah, he's like the sand in their eye. I mean, they keep rubbing their eye to try to get the sand out, and they can't do it.
Well, you know, they played around in that religious right sandbox for the better part of 25 years now, and then, you know, comes a time when they don't have a viable candidate for president at the leadership level, and they start trying to jam a Mitt Romney or a Rudy Giuliani or even a John McCain down the throats of evangelical voters, and the evangelicals say, no, you taught us how to vote. You taught us how to organize and come to the polls. We know how to do it now, Mr. Republican. We don't need you to tell us what to do. We'll look around. We'll find a candidate. And they looked around. They found this bass-playing Baptist preacher from Arkansas who may, in fact, be one of the most cynical players in American politics, floating his crosses behind him, floating his Christian fish behind him in his ads. But you know what? Evangelicals have been responding to cynical television preachers for a long time, and it's no great shock that Mike Huckabee's not translated that into the political game.
Yeah, you'd think they'd wake up and realize that they're being used because they never get what they really want. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Nichols from The Nation on the line from New Hampshire. All right, let's go back to the Democratic side. What do you do if you're John Edwards?
What do I do if I'm John Edwards? I keep fighting. For a couple of reasons. Number one, he's got a hell of a message. It's a great message.
Yeah, I think it is, too.
It's getting better every day, too. And he's learning on his feet, and that's hard in politics. But, you know, I've covered politics for a really long time, too long, probably. And as a result, that's given me an understanding, you know, for what it's worth, that nothing is settled. I loved last night, not because I love Hillary Clinton, but because I love the way in which this race has been upset. Do you realize that this is the first time since 1928 that we in this country have had a relatively open presidential race, no sure front runner on either side?
And I expect we're going to have two or three more unexpected twists and turns before it's done. So if I'm John Edwards, who I think really believes in his message and also does see a way to get through this process and maybe even win, I don't get out. No way. I stay in and keep fighting. Hope I can keep some unions on my side, look for some unexpected victories, and be there also on the chance that the Clinton-Obama race turns ugly. If for some reason or other, gender, race, these issues have turned ugly in our politics in the past, and be ready to step in and say, look, you're having a really ugly fight here at this time. I'm just about the issues. Maybe you want to think about me. I'm not saying that's going to work, but I'm saying that's certainly a route into the process that if I was John Edwards, I wouldn't abandon.
Well, it got a little ugly yesterday with former President Bill Clinton saying that Obama's voting record was a fairy tale.
Yeah, I know. Look, Bill Clinton really dodged the biggest bullet yesterday. If Hillary Clinton had lost, there would have been a huge piling on. Really, he would have been blamed for it. And he is not. He is no longer. New Hampshire was the last primary or caucus in which Bill Clinton was a relevant player. He'll be around, but I'm going to tell you something. I believe that they're going to now use him in targeted communities, in the African-American community, where he's still very, very popular, and in some other places. But I think Hillary Clinton realized something here in New Hampshire, and that is that she does better without him. She does better when she's showing herself. And, look, that tearing up moment was where she, for the first time, let a little bit of who she is out. She showed a little bit of herself, and she got rewarded for it. And I just think that you're going to see more and more of that, not less. And the way to let the light shine on Hillary Clinton is to have Bill Clinton step out of the spotlight. And I really do think that's going to happen here. You notice last night, unlike in Iowa, she was not standing next to him. Or he was not up on the stage when she delivered her victory speech.
All right, well, I'm not even going to ask you to call it when it comes to Michigan or South Carolina or even, and I hate to use this term because the media is using it, tsunami Tuesday whatever.
It's a shorthand. It's a shorthand.
Yeah, like Super Tuesday or whatever it is. I'm not going to ask you to predict this, but I do want to ask you this one last question. What do you think the chances would be of everybody arriving in Denver for the convention and us having a brokered convention because there is no one candidate who has enough delegates?
What are you saying to me, Al Gore? It's unlikely, because it's just such a wonderful possibility. I've been around politics long enough to know that you don't, you gotta sort of bet against the wonderful possibility, but still hope for it. And so I'm going to tell you this. I think that, Jay, you are in the best location in America for covering this campaign, because I do believe that both the Democratic and Republican parties are going to come to their conventions unsettled. I don't know that that means it's going to be brokered. I don't know that that means it's going to be wide open. But I do think it will be unsettled. And in that lack of settlement, in that lack of certainty, I do think there is an outside chance that some unexpected things may occur. And so I love this. Our political process is a disastrous process. It's fully dysfunctional. It does not usually encourage or celebrate or help democratic instincts. But for all of its flaws, and they are many, the state of New Hampshire last night threw out the political wisdom. It threw out the media wisdom. It told everybody that they're wrong. Now, it happened to give a little boost to Hillary Clinton, and I don't know that she's the great populist alternative, but what it did do was say, this process is not over. This process is only beginning. And damn it, Jay, on January 9th, the process should be beginning. It shouldn't be over. This should be the start, not the finish. And thankfully, because of the unsettled nature of our primaries and caucuses, four winners in two different states, right? Huckabee, McCain, Obama, Clinton. This process is not settled. It is open enough for unexpected things to happen. We should celebrate that, but we should also recognize the warning signals, especially that warning signal about race. I do think that we have to be conscious that Barack Obama, who so many of us have been all excited about the possibility that he really was going to cross that color line and make something magic happen in America, may still have a struggle ahead of him that relates to slavery, the Civil War, the Civil Rights Movement, and all the other great battles of this country's original sin, which was its ill treatment of the people who actually built the damn place.
Well, see, I have two questions about him. One, can he draw votes from white people in the South? And two, is his idea of being able to play nice with the other side, can that work when the other side seems like they don't know how to play nice or don't want to play nice?
Well, it's the same answer in a sense. He can go draw any votes from white people in the South by playing nice. I mean, John Edwards' populism is the right message. Jesse Jackson showed that a African-American candidate who delivers a populist message and really a radical message can draw white votes. Remember, Jesse Jackson got a quarter of the white vote in Wisconsin in 1988. He got the votes of white farmers in Iowa in 1988. He won Michigan. He won 13 primaries and caucuses in 1988 in a lot of very white states. And so I think what we ought to think about here with Barack Obama is not, the stylistic stuff. Is he Mr. Nice Guy? Is he a nice-looking guy? All that stuff. Yeah, he is. He is a nice guy. He is nice-looking. He's a very, very dignified person. But he is going to need to offer more than just nice guy to break down walls of racial separation and prejudice. I mean, they are there. Our media doesn't like to talk about it. They're horrified by the notion that this might be a reality, but it is a reality, and I think it cost Barack Obama a quote-unquote sure win in New Hampshire, and I think it's something that we got to be conscious of. I don't think it means Obama can't be president. I think it means that, we were all talking about how Hillary Clinton needed to retool her campaign coming out of New Hampshire. Well, the fact is, Hillary did retool in New Hampshire. She realized she can use her emotions, and that's going to be powerful for her. But now Barack Obama needs to retool if he wants to, if he really wants to be president of the United States.
Well, my wife, who's from New Albany, Mississippi, says, ain't no way that Barack Obama's going to get the Bubba vote.
She's probably right, but you don't need the Bubba vote. What you do need is Bubba's wife. And right here in New Hampshire, Bubba's wife voted for Hillary Clinton.
All right.
Bubba probably voted for John McCain.
All right, John Nichols from The Nation. You can read him on The Nation's website, and he's got tons of great books out. One of the books, Dick, the Man Who Would Be President, has now been published in French and Arabic. So now there is John Paul Sartre and John Nichols available in the same language. I'm jealous.
Is Jay Marvin available on radio in Denver? And I got to tell you, Jay, we're coming to Denver for that convention. It's going to be a hell of an event.
Well, you and I are going to hang together, man.
I will come on your show every day if you want.
Yes, I do. I want you on every day, every minute, every hour. All right.
You're a good man, Jay. We're going to have a great fight this year.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, brother. Bye.
All right. That's John Nichols from The Nation, 827, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's check out the traffic now with Jonathan Turk.
Thank you, Jay. I-70 between Denver and Aurora, now the real problem spot. We have accidents on eastbound I-70 at 25. That'll slow you from Pecos Street to Brighton Boulevard. Another crash eastbound I-70 at 225. An stalled car at Peoria. Other accidents around the metro include one at East Evans in Quebec. Another at 37th and Havana, that one involving a train. A little further north, we have an accident at Broadway and 58th involving two vehicles. Your forecast today, mostly cloudy, windy, especially in the foothills. Slight chance of rain or snow showers this afternoon.
This year, I resolved to get a fat rear end. But I resolved never to let the world turn me soft. I resolved to own Steel Crafted with an American purpose. I resolved to fill my head with the road wisdom of 105 years instead of the BS on tonight's news. I resolved to get lost in paint, 5 coats deep. And I resolved to ride free atop 105 years of motorcycle from the only company capable of building one.
To kickstart our 105th year, we'll help keep your resolutions with rare 1.05% financing on limited serialized edition 105th anniversary Harley-Davidson motorcycles from January 1st to February 2nd. Financing offer only available for a limited time on certain motorcycles financed through Eagle Mark Savings Bank for highly qualified credit applicants. Other terms, conditions, and limitations apply. After 105 years, it's not how far we've come, but how far you're going. HarleyDavidson.com/resolutions.
Cars, all cars, any cars, any cars with an internal combustion engine. I got to tell you something. We'd probably all be better off if we didn't have to drive. But unfortunately, we do. And it's a large part of our lives. Plus, buying an automobile is a large part of our lives because you're making an economic commitment. And I don't know about you, but at least for me, money just doesn't grow on trees and it just doesn't automatically show up. I had a laugh yesterday when some guy sent me an email saying, "You millionaires." And I wanted to answer him by saying, "Listen, you know what? If I was worth $1 million, trust me, I wouldn't be getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning." My whole point in bringing this up is, when you go to buy an automobile, you want to go to people you can trust, and you want to go someplace where you're going to get a good deal for your hard-earned money. And Rocky's Autos is the place to go, with a huge selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles, and numerous ways to finance, plus everything you can think of that you might want. Go out there and see Tom and Marv Alshear. Go out there and see Spanky Herrera, Uncle Rufus, all the gang at Rocky's. Adolph, they'll all take care of you. There's over 100 employees dedicated to your happiness and satisfaction. They're open tonight until 8. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rocky's Autos. Check them out on the internets at rockysautos.com or get out there and see them. Corner of 63rd and Federal.
What's your New Year's resolution? To lose weight? Eat healthier? Get organized? Let Sam's Club help you get started on a great 2008. Visit your local Sam's Club from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. January 5th and 12th to sample healthy foods and products during our Resolution to Results event. Be sure to pick up our Resolution to Results magazine, which includes healthy recipes and advice on achieving your New Year's resolution. Your health matters at Sam's Club.
And now for the bonus round. Mary had a little lamb. What did Jerry have?
A silly salamander.
Correct. Snowmen are...
snow boys all grown up.
Correct. How fast can you get movies with Netflix?
As little as 30 seconds on your PC.
Correct! Netflix. Now there's two ways to get movies. DVDs in the mail fast and instantly on your PC in as little as 30 seconds. Plans from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Restrictions apply. See terms of use for start time and details.
Coming up on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be showing you how to talk back to right-wing conservatives by doing it every day right here on the Tom Hartman program. No suck-up interviews and always the truth. Fair and slightly unbalanced. And as always, the best of the rest of the news. That and your calls right here on the Tom Hartman program, your radio support group of, by, and for we the people of the United States of America and all life on Earth.
The Tom Hartman Show, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hey, 31 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a rain or snow. High today of 43. Jay Marvin, the most reasonable American you'll ever meet. Okay, so I exaggerated. But I do. I consider myself to be a mainstream American. Am I reasonable? No. Okay, I agree. Sometimes I can be cantankerous and contrarian. And, yeah, okay. I agree to all that stuff. I really do get emails, though, like I just talked about, where this guy says, "Well, you millionaires." Well, you know what? If I had like a couple of million bucks, no offense, but I sure as hell wouldn't be getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I saw that email yesterday and I had a laugh.
Yeah, did you laugh? I mean, would you? Yeah. If you had a million, he said millionaires plural. If you had a couple of million bucks, okay,
would you be coming to work at 4 or 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning every day?
I mean, would you?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry. I love my job, but no, if I was a millionaire, I wouldn't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'd be out chasing the entire Rolex Grand Am season, going from city to city, splitting that up with Formula One racing, and then spending any other time I have left spending my money at Twist and Shout.
Yeah, I'd be touring Widespread Panic and buying as much music as possible.
Could you imagine if you had that kind of money? You could have a CD library that would just blow people's minds.
I know this is a really lame statement, and it may piss some of our listeners off, but my dad told me this when I was a kid, and it kind of makes sense. Whoever said money doesn't buy happiness never had any.
You like that? Isn't that good? You know?
Yeah, it is good, except when you look at all the people who are getting divorced and have more money than we do.
Very, very true.
And we don't have any money, and we're staying married. So, you know, that kind of runs counter to that. All right, we got Mario Solis' marriage coming up. He always makes me laugh. We'll get his read on this whole thing. But right now, John Turk will roll out the traffic.
Traffic beginning to ease just a little bit, but we still have our problem areas. I-225 still running slow as you head northbound from Parker Road to Mississippi. Southbound into the tech center, not much better with speeds in the 20s once you hit Yosemite on your way to I-25. We're also working an accident on the southbound I-25 exit as you come east on I-70. That's going to back you up from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. South of Castle Rock, have a crash at northbound 25 and Toma Road. Still trying to clean that crash at Evans in Quebec here in Denver as well. Forecast calls for a high of 44 degrees today with high winds, partly cloudy. Right now it's 34 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a loaded 05 Escape 4x4 for just $12.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your loaded 05 Escape today for just $12.9, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
What issues are important to you?
I want us out of Iraq.
Global warming is a reality. When will our government start paying attention?
Why does anyone care what religion I practice?
I don't think the government has a right to ban gay people from getting married.
And that's why I listen to
AM760 Progressive Talk.
Your nationally ranked CU women's basketball team starts Big 12 play this Sunday, January 13th at the Coors Event Center when the Buffaloes face Iowa State at 2 p.m. Arrive at noon for free admission to National Girls and Women's in Sports Day activities featuring student-athletes from basketball, cheerleading, soccer, and more. The first 750 kids who complete all the activities will receive a free CU t-shirt. Also, don't miss your chance to get autographs from Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, and the rest of your women's basketball team. For ticket information, call 303-49-BUFFS or CUBUFFS.com.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy?
For freedom.
Freedom of religion.
What America stands for.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy? For honor.
Everybody. And watch out for everybody.
Freedom to vote.
Democracy.
Freedom to go outside and play with my kids.
I joined the Navy to serve my country.
Every freedom that we have.
The right to raise our kids in peace.
My little brother.
My wife.
My kids.
Our children's children.
The United States Navy.
It's not for ourselves alone that we serve.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-700-1157. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-700-1157. 1-800-700-1157.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation, 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
AM760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Good morning. 8:37, 37 minutes after 8. And it appears, oh, hi today. 43, slight chance of a rain and snow. And it appears that the only person in the media who's ever correct is Mike Nelson. And the rest of us, we all suck. All right, let's go to Mario Solis Marich, who needs no introduction because he was on yesterday, last night, and did an excellent job. And Let me hit that. Oh, okay. Now, there you go, Mario. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Well, I don't know.
You don't suck.
I don't know, man. How are you doing, considering we all blew it yesterday? Didn't we?
I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely, we did. I mean, you know, the big caveat for yesterday was, like, you know, the polls, you know, were done in a very volatile period. But I have never, you know, experienced the onslaught of, you know, of, like, she's dead and buried. You know, I think that's the troublesome part. Obviously, the polls that everybody had access to were bad because they were, you know, now the pollsters, and I think, you know, I may have mentioned this yesterday, we're all saying, well, this is a volatile period. We'll see how this works out, considering that it's so soon after Iowa. That being said, she certainly is not dead and buried, and, you know, she lives to fight into Super Tuesday.
You've been involved with polling.
Yes.
How in the world could they have gotten this so wrong? Is it a case of, and I just had John Nichols from The Nation on, and also a caller earlier this morning brought this up. Is this a case of where people tell the pollster what they think the pollster wants to hear, but really, in reality, they're thinking something else?
Well, it is a version of that. I mean, it certainly is a version of that. There's something that we politics that's called the Bradley effect or the Wilder effect, where basically some people, you know, who when there is an African American candidate, will say they're going to vote for that candidate because they don't want to be seen as racist, and then in fact they don't intend to vote for that candidate. I'm not sure that that's what happened here. I think that there's another dynamic in polling that happens, that when you have an unusual event, and the question was, was Iowa so unexpected that you would call it unusual? When you have an unusual event, then you should wait 4 or 5 days for people to settle down after that event in order to assess their real feelings. And since there wasn't enough time between Iowa and New Hampshire to have that wait period, pollsters went forward anyways, and certainly the polls, everybody knew the polls were volatile, but because of the way, you know, and rightfully so, not to, you know, criticize them for this, but the way that the Obama campaign rode that wave of good press, you know, created this illusion that, hey, she's done for. I think the polls were volatile, the polls were off, but clearly the analysis of her demise was clearly off as well.
Well, I never thought she was done for, but what I did think...
No, you did not, and I remember us talking, we said, look at, you know, February, you know, is definitely going to be her time. She needs to kick back for a while and play her cards on Super Tuesday, because the campaign had been telling me that's basically how they were going to play it. I have to tell you, Jay, I have been talking to, you know, the highest levels of the Clinton campaign, for the last few months, and they certainly believe the polls.
They were talking yesterday and the day before about how some people in the Clinton organization were going to lose their jobs.
Which, by the way, would I still don't think would be a bad idea. I mean, Iowa highlighted was the fact that the things weren't as strong as Senator Clinton might have believed they were. And so, you know, just because New Hampshire, you know, she won like by 1% or something, or a couple percentage points about three, four percentage points in New Hampshire, I still think that's still closer than, you know, any serious campaign should desire. So I would still say that, you know, that moment of reflection that they had should not be superseded by the euphoria of last night's victory.
How about the idea that what helped her last in the last closing hours was the fact that she did have that choke-up moment on camera?
Well, you know, I don't totally buy that. I'll tell you what I do buy, though. I don't think it was the choke-up moment. I think it was the way some politicians and some pundits jumped all over it. I think that that may have motivated some voters to say, hey, you know, this isn't fair. You know, it clearly highlighted a story that Clinton has been trying to get out there, and that she has been unfairly treated by the media. And I think that narrative was in the background, and the way that she was clearly treated unfairly about her two-sentence, choke-up may have motivated some voters to, you know, to get off their duffs and you know, go to the polls yesterday. I don't think the choke-up itself did it. If anything, it was kind of the media's reaction to it. And quite frankly, John Edwards. I mean, I said this to you. I was really disappointed about his reaction to it. He may have unwittingly helped her campaign.
Yeah, he might have. But then again, on the other side of it, I thought, and nothing came of it. And I think the Clintons are very, very lucky with this.
Oh,
that Bill Clinton made a huge mistake yesterday when he sat there and almost threw a temper tantrum and said, Barack Obama's voting record is the biggest fairy tale. I just can't believe it.
Right.
I thought, what are you smoking? And now you're inhaling. And, hey, it ran, but nobody. Here's the thing. It ran. The clip ran
right.
on the major cable news networks.
Right.
But no commentator, no pundit went after him about that.
Well, let me tell you something. This is that example right there is exactly what the Clinton campaign is complaining about. If somebody of Bill Clinton's stature had said that about Hillary Clinton, the clip would have run, people would have analyzed it, people would have blogged about it, they would have started digging into details, and they would have found something to support it. You know, when somebody says that about Barack Obama, that does not happen. We run the clip, we're aware of it, but then the analysis goes, how bad did Hillary Clinton tear up? I mean, this is basically the story that the Clinton campaign is putting out there. It's like, look at the difference in the treatment that we're getting in the media. And I don't know if that story buys them anything. But, I think that it's one of these things that eventually may start seeping through, though. I also think that Barack, to a certain extent, we don't have, with all due respect to him, because I think he's a wonderful leader, and I think he's doing, obviously maybe the next president of the United States. But that being said, I mean, maybe one of the reasons that the media didn't jump all over it is they might have gone, God, I really haven't looked at his voting record in Illinois.
Well, his response was weak.
Yeah.
I understand their frustration. What knocked me back about that was, well, if that's the only response you're going to give to Bill Clinton, who's technically on the same side you are, wait until you meet the Republican slime machine,
right,
which is going to be all over you. Are you going to stand up there and say, well, I understand their frustration at the situation, or are you going to lash back at them? I mean, I think most of us, while we don't want, negative campaigning, and we don't want dirtiness. We don't want sliming. But I think Democrats, moderate Democrats, far-left Democrats, Democrats period, and maybe even some moderate Republicans and some independents want to see somebody who will stand up and answer back.
I think that this is the 50,000 or 50 million or whatever, $100 billion question, Jay. Who's going to be able to do that? Does Barack, does the kinder, gentler Barack, turn into the war horse that's needed should he win the nomination? Is there so much ammunition about Clinton, Hillary Clinton and so much disregard for her that she can't be the war horse that she could be just because there's so much ammo against her? One thing I know, and this is the one thing that I like about John Edwards, is that my sense, he truly, although I haven't made my decision yet, he truly has me convinced that, yeah, he could handle a good fight.
Yeah,
was,
I'm supporting him. Supporting him for that very reason. I mean, he strikes me as being, I like his ideas, but he strikes me as being a guy who who would stand up there and say, oh, you want to play that game?
Right.
Fine. Watch this.
Right. Absolutely. And he definitely, you know, for me, fits that criteria because, man, he could, I really feel that he could, you know, shake, you know, kick some butt and take no prisoners if he had to. And you're right. When it comes to this next campaign, man, it's going to be, these guys are not going to give up the White House without pulling every single trick in the book. Look at, they were ready to invade Iran. They were ready to invade Iran.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, under a false pretense of a nuclear war in order to perpetuate, you know, their political positioning. These guys will use every resource available to keep the White House.
They will, and they'll get nasty. And I think one of the things that we really seriously need to have a public debate about is how do you play nice with people who don't want to play nice? How do you handle the onslaught of constant attacks by the right-wing chattering classes that they just can't stop? I mean, look, you know, because you're into radio just like I am, I mean, you turn those stations on and they can't go 5 or 6 minutes without saying something negative,
right,
about liberals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the one sea change that's happened over the last few years, you know, the last maybe 4 or 5 years even, has been that, you know, that there's a group of progressives and liberals that are ready to fight back. Now, you've been fighting this fight for, you know, for a long time. You know, you were doing this honest, factual talk, you know, before, you know, people thought there was progressive talk, right? But
19
you know,
years.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, but so I'm not, you know, I'm, so you're, you were, you predate this example, but really, it's for most of us progressives, it's really been the past, you know, 5 years, 6 years or so that we've really tried to take a hold of the media and to be able to launch a counterattack. And you know, and I know, Jay, I mean, you know, despite your great efforts and the things that I try to do, you know, we're outnumbered 9-1, you know,
well,
the radio and, you know, and everywhere else.
Yeah, but, well, the problem is that it used to be in radio, it used to be that you and I could, you know, we could work on big stick radio stations, and now there's this kind of unofficial, never said, but in place blacklist that keeps us off of those outlets, no matter how good or entertaining you may be or whatever your ideology is. There's this belief that we can't work there,
right?
Even though there's some of us who have worked there, and you know, we proved that theory wrong time and time again, but you can't get that's a subject for another day.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that subject someday. But Jay, I mean, I have to tell you, you know, I think that the counterattack, you know, needs to be leveled. It's the one thing that the folks on the blogs have really kind of brought to bear. People like you have been doing it for years, and then, you know, all the other folks that have been able to get on the air on stations like AM 760. But, you know, but obviously, you know, this, they're not going to give up without a fight, and we could do all we want, but we need a candidate that could, you know, that could lead that fight, and that's going to, you know, that's going to take those blows. And it's interesting that that's become one of the criteria, you know, that, oh, not only do we need someone who's smart, not only do we need someone who could, you know, who's charismatic and articulate, but they have to know how to kick butt, too.
Yep, I agree. Listen, I'll tell you what. Next week, okay, next week, I want you to come back on the show.
Okay.
And I want to have this discussion about playing nice versus not playing nice, and we'll do it next week. How about it?
That sounds great, Jay.
All right.
Love to do it.
All right, Mario. Love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Same here, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There's Mario Solis Marich, and he did a great job last night, and he's just a great person. Okay, 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's another great person. He does a great job, too.
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Yeah, Chris Matthews. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! All right, what's going on with traffic?
Well, Jay, starting to ease quite a bit this morning. You're going to have your normal slowings on I-25 through the bridges. Your speed's dipping into the 20s. I-225 from Iliff to Alameda, if you're heading north, going to run a little bit slow as well. A little jammed on eastbound C-470 from University to Quebec. Eastbound 6th Avenue from Wadsworth to I-25 still running quite slow as well. We have construction beginning in Golden on I-70 both directions. That's between 32nd Avenue and Ward Road. Instead of three lanes to work with, you'll only have two. Today's weather mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 44 degrees. Slight chance of precipitation this afternoon. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. I'm John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl, Arapahoe Basin's new expansion, is coming this season, and the legendary mountain will be 80% bigger. Experience more groomed intermediate runs, chutes, glades, and open bowls, all serviced by the new quad lift coming this season. Call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Sometimes it can be hard to make decisions. What happens if you choose the wrong thing? Well, right now with Comcast, if you choose, you can't lose. During the Comcast Winter Blowout, Comcast Digital Cable, High Speed Internet, and Digital Voice are all on sale. Get any service for just $29.99 each a month for 6 months. Pick one, two, or all three. The choice is yours. Comcast Digital Cable comes with all your favorite channels like ESPN, MTV, CNN, and more. Comcast High Speed Internet brings you a super fast connection for surfing and downloads. And Comcast Digital Voice offers unlimited local and nationwide calling from home. It's your choice. Save on the deal that's right for you. Comcast Digital Cable, High Speed Internet, and Digital Voice. Pick any combination for just $29.99 each a month for 6 months. But hurry, the sale ends January 21st. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new services only. After 6 months, regular charges apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Call for details.
8:55, 55 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How comfortable are you in public? And if you are not very comfortable, maybe it might be the fact that you're worried about your teeth, that you have dentures that aren't comfortable, don't look right, don't fit right, or maybe you've got other dental issues. If you're dental shy, if you're in dental denial, I certainly am, the place to go is Dr. Barrett's. Now, Dr. Barrett's is one of the top-rated dentists in this country. And if you go in there, you'll find out why he's ranked so high. Because they treat you like you wouldn't believe. And they explain everything. And they put you at ease. And it's a whole different experience than what you're used to. And if you've got dentures, let me tell you something. Those bionic teeth at Barrett's Dental are actually stronger than your original teeth. And there's no more choosing what you can and can't eat. Because you don't have to deal with the polygrip and the whole business. No matter what your issues are, you can get a drop-dead gorgeous smile from Dr. Barrett's. So that's why they always say, if you want to eat apples and carrots, you got to go see Barrett's. He's my doc, and he should be yours too. 303-595-4994. That's 303-595-4994. Schedule a free consultation, and check them out online at barrettsdental.com. That's B-A-R-O-T-Z. Want a drop-dead gorgeous smile? Want to get some social confidence? Want to look good? Then you want to talk to Dr. Barrett's and get a free consultation. Check him out now. 303-595-4994.
Smartphones. Hybrid cars. Fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
All right, let's cut off the phones. We'll talk about the campaign. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Coming up here, 303-713-7600. Your chance to speak up with me, J. Marvin. So I expect you to go to the phone right now. Right now. I said right now.
Issues are important to you. I want security, but I don't want my privacy invaded.
I want clean air and clean water for my community.
Why is Bush trying to colonize the world?
I don't want to be treated like a terrorist at the airport.
And that's why I listen to it.
I listen to
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
People who can afford to enjoy resorts in fantastic locations sure are lucky. Imagine being able to experience all that excitement, all that fun. Imagine this opportunity of a lifetime, the ultimate vacation. Well, guess what? With one phone call, you can find out how all this can be available to you free with Reservation Services International. Yes, free. Sound too good to be true? Just pick up the phone right now and discover how you can spend up to 6 nights free at a choice of national and even international resort locations. Call Reservation Services International now. 1-800-600-3211. Yes, people who get to stay in beautiful resort locations sure are lucky. And now you can be lucky, too, for free. It's only a phone call away. Find out how by calling 1-800-600-3211. That's 1-800-600-3211. 1-800-600-3211.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Fresh from his New Hampshire triumph, Republican primary victor John McCain's been greeted by euphoric supporters in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he and Mitt Romney are expected to fight it out in the state's GOP primary next Tuesday.
We won New Hampshire, we'll win Michigan, we'll win South Carolina, we will win the nomination, and I will be the next president of the United States with your help.
For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton is savoring her surprise victory over Barack Obama. The key to her success, Democratic pollster Jeff Garin credits the loyalty of female voters.
Hillary Clinton's base among women voters really came through for her in New Hampshire in a really big way.
Obama is hoping to regain the momentum he lost after the Iowa caucuses and upcoming contests in Nevada and South Carolina. Blame a combination of fog and smoke for a highway pileup in Florida. It's left at least 3 people dead. We're live in Orlando, where CBS News correspondent Peter King has the latest.
It was a series of early morning crashes about 30 miles southwest of Orlando.
There have been at least 50 vehicles involved in the major event.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
One of my deputies was dispatched to smoke and fog and fire and wrecks. And when he arrived, he said it was as if he hit a wall.
Cars and tractor trailers burned completely. Rescue workers still freeing people, but there's no handle on just how many people have been hurt nor how badly, Nick.
President Bush has launched his Middle East trip with a stop in Israel. While he was greeted warmly in Jerusalem, it was a different story among small groups of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is covering Mr. Bush.
President Bush says he is optimistic and realistic about the peace process as he heads into separate meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Mr. Bush again signaled he will not micromanage the negotiations.
The role of the Israeli leadership and the Palestinian leadership is going to do the hard work necessary to define a vision.
Mr. Bush will repeat the same theme tomorrow in West Bank talks with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Jerusalem.
Iran says it's all a fabrication. Tehran is accusing the U.S. of faking video and audio recordings that show Iranian boats challenging U.S. warships last weekend. A grim story from coastal Alabama, where authorities are searching the waters after police say a man told them a shocking story.
He confessed to actually throwing
all four of his children off of a bridge here.
Bayou-Le-Batre Police Chief John Joyner says the suspect says he drove to the bridge last night and threw the children, aged 4 months to 3 years, into the waters below.
From the statement he's given and the statements from some of the family members, it's appearing it's going to be a domestic problem between he and his wife. It's looking like the children was used as a way of getting back at her. Maybe.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 72 points, the NASDAQ 14. This is CBS News.
To get organized and want a great deal too? Hurry into Office Depot before January 12th. Buy two, get one free on a huge assortment of plastic and cardboard storage and binders, all in great colors and the sizes you need. Offer available in-store only on items of equal or lesser value. Plus, now through January 26th, get 10% back in rewards on all printers when you use your WorkLife Rewards card. Office Depot, taking care of business. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
I go to the gym every day at lunch. If I don't go, I get a little nutty. So I dented my fender, and today the Progressive rep was scheduled to come to my office and take a look. I assumed it would take my whole lunch break to discuss the claim, but it was so quick and easy, here I am at the gym. Thanks, Progressive. And my coworkers thank you, too.
Our local response vehicles come right to you to assess damage.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Insurance companies and their affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. Big December snowstorms have saved Colorado from drought conditions, at least for now. Here's state climatologist Nolan Duskin.
What an improvement we've seen. As we were going into Thanksgiving, the beginning of the winter recreation season, it was looking pretty bad up in the high country.
Duskin says there are many reasons to be optimistic about this winter's snowpack levels, which are now near average totals. Your home is worth less. New stats out say home values in the metro area dropped last year by 2%. And Southwest Airlines is expected to expand its operations out at DIA. Southwest expected to announce it will add 15 flights to six new destinations. In sports, relief pitching great Goose Gossage getting the news that he's been waiting for.
I've been elected.
The Goose, who makes his home in Colorado, voted into baseball's Hall of Fame. Hockey last night, the Avs losing to the Red Wings 1-0. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk news update. I'm Jerry Bell, and now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I-25 crowded right underneath the bridges as you're heading north out of the tech center. On that southbound side, you'll tap your brakes near Colorado. An earlier spill of PVC piping along I-25 downtown at 23rd still causing some slowing as the piping did splinter. People are hitting it. It's bouncing up. And in those backups, crash near 20th off to the left shoulder. Everybody kind of checking it out. Off the highways, wrecked 2nd in Colorado. That's in the cleanup stages. And to the south of Denver, big-time delays for northbound I-25 approaching Larkspur. Speeds are going to be in the single digits, making way past that.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost
to $500 million worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-391-3375. That's 1-800-391-3375. 1-800-391-3375.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-503-0630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-503-0630. That's 1-800-503-0630.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
15 years, so it's almost like a Supreme Court justice. They really can't remove him, so he's relatively free to say the truth. He said that we have a $53 trillion deficit when you incorporate Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare. And basically, we're broke. That works out to be $198,000 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. There's no way to pay that back. We are broke. That's why the dollar is decreasing. That is why, as you look at the stock market revenues and profits are the highest they've been in a long time, but the stocks are now falling. Sitting on the sidelines is China, with $1 trillion looking to buy American companies, and it's happening almost daily. If you look at what happened at Citibank, if you look at IBM, they're investing. Same with the Arab countries. They have about $2 trillion sitting here buying American companies.
Yeah, the Saudis are the leaders in that.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I guess my point that I wanted to make is I wish that the talk show hosts would quit picking on each other and quit picking on each other's party, and come up with solutions and talk about what is really happening out there and what are the real solutions. And I just don't hear it from either party. I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I think it's all about BSing the American public. And I think it's a real detriment because I don't think we're in a position to live with these lies any longer. I think it's going to catch up to us, and I think my children and your children and our grandchildren are going to be ones that pay this tremendous debt to society.
Well, you know what? I can't disagree with anything you've just said. First of all, I think about this a lot. How much of the divisiveness out there is fueled by us? And when I say us, I'm talking about me and other people in talk radio who get on the air. I mean, I don't think I do this. I do it every once in a while because it's human, but I try not to do it. But who get on the air and just make plain, over-the-top statements about people who just don't agree with them. You know, that right there, okay, that effect pits one person against another. But if you sit down with people who may not politically agree with you, and you face them one-to-one and you talk to them, what you end up finding is that they have the same feelings that you have. They just have a different way of getting there. Or the other thing is that they're just alienated. I mean, they're just tired. They're alienated. They believe that, like you do, kind of, like, you know, that everybody's full of it and that there are no answers to any of these problems. I think there are answers to these problems. I think this is one of the most brilliant countries in the world. And I think we can get ourselves out of these problems, but I think what it's going to take is, it's going to take, to a certain degree, a cessation of doing this kind of stuff, and instead, trying to explore ways to come together to fix problems that face us and stop all the hysterical crazy making.
That's right. That's exactly right. And there are solutions, Jay. There's definitely solutions out there. One thing I'd like to leave you with, I was reading Esquire magazine. They had quotes in there from different people, and one of them.
I read that too.
Did you read the quote from Jack Nicholson?
Yes, I did. I mean, he was talking about the sunglasses, and then he went on to the other stuff.
And the quote that I liked was, "I like to be around, or I like to surround myself with people that challenge my ideas."
Yeah.
And not that he challenges theirs, he likes to be challenged. And I wish that politicians, talk show hosts would look at it the same way. That, you know what, let's have a civil discourse, let's talk about the issues, let's have somebody challenge me to see really what's going on. And I want to just give you two examples from each side. I wish the Democratic talk show hosts that are out there would talk about the fact that when the Democrats came to office in Congress, they said that things were going to be different. Well, they are different. It went from 4,000 earmarks on the last bill to 11,000. I look at the Republicans, and I listen to what they talk about the border, and they do nothing. They were in control of all three houses, or in the House, the legislature, and the executive branch. They've done nothing. So both parties get up there and grandstand. Let's get to the truth, let's tell the truth, and let's do what we say we're going to do, and we'll all be a better-off country. I don't know how to do that, Jay, but I commend your work, and I hope that you can continue doing what you're doing.
Well, I think the way to do it is, first of all, let me say, I don't think that, you know, there are a lot of Democrats out there, and I'm one of them. I mean, I've talked numerous times about leaving the Democratic Party because, to me, they haven't fulfilled a lot of the promises that they made in 06, and they backed down on issues that are of key importance to me. And everybody has those issues that are in key importance to them. The other thing is, I can give you examples of right-wing talk show hosts who make statements about people like me that are extremely, highly offensive and not true. And I'll give you one example, because I'll never forget this as long as I live. I happened to flip over and listen to Rush Limbaugh. This was about 4 weeks ago. And he gets on and says, "Well, you know, liberals, this is what they're into. They're into debauchery." And I thought to myself, okay, this comes from a guy who has been married and divorced three times, who had a drug dependency problem, and here I am. All right, granted, I've been married twice, but the second time, Mary and I have been together for 27, going on 28 years, and I don't consider myself who's into debauchery, and I know a lot of people who are left of center, not radical extremists, just left of center. They've got family. They've got kids. They're out there working, trying to achieve the American dream. There are conservatives who are doing exactly the same thing. Let's just stop all of this, and let's try to fix things. And the way to fix things is this, okay? Sit down and expect the following things to happen. One, you're going to have to give to get. Two, everybody's going to have to suffer a little pain. And three, we have to stop the philosophy that everybody can get everything they want and not have to pay for it. And once you accept those things, I think you can start to make some headway.
I agree with your three points. I would like to address Rush Limbaugh, because I think Rush is a blowhard. I think Rush gets up there and he makes statements that are absolutely ridiculous. And I think he's divisive. And on the other side, I do listen to talk radio. I think Reggie Rhodes goes over the top. I think she's absolutely abrasive. She's offensive. And so is Rush. And neither one are doing either party any good. And I think that your three facts are well taken. I think that that is what has to be done. And it's going to be pain felt by everybody. And we have to agree that the issues have to be debated. Then there has to be resolve. And then there has to be action. And that action is going to cause some pain on both sides of the aisle.
Yep, I agree 100%. We're not. You know what? Let me tell you something. People who are 100% ideologues, I mean to the point that they're unrealistic, they're the ones, and the extremists are the ones who always get us into trouble. And it's time now for the moderates and for people who are a little right of center and a little left of center to grab control of the country and start to make a concerted effort to get these things solved and to work things out. Hey, man, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jay. Take care, buddy.
All right. You too. All right. I really believe what I'm saying, too. Now I get another 100 emails. You can't fight with these people. You can't let these people go. You can't act like... But see, you know what? You can. I have two wonderful friends. Ben and Jolie, okay? Two really good people. As a matter of fact, Mary and I are going to the 24 Hours of Daytona with them. And they're both conservative. And we get into political conversations every once in a while. But we don't hurl insults at each other. We don't get crazy. We try to talk things through. And I think that's really the key. I mean, that's the key to doing it. Instead of vilifying each other, let's look at each other as people. And I'm not talking about the hierarchies of either party. I'm talking about just everyday people who bump into people. All right, 9:17, 70 minutes after 9. Speaking of bumping into people, here's John with the little bumper car traffic.
There's a little bit of that going on today, Jay. I-25 southbound between 58th and all the way down to 23rd Avenue running slow due to that earlier spill of PVC pipe. Also have a new crash a little further south at 20th Street. That's on the left-hand shoulder. Northbound and southbound 25 through the bridge is still showing delays due to an earlier accident. And now U.S. 36, the turnpike. Two semis involved in the crash there, and that's at McCaslin Boulevard. We're also working a crash in the metro here at 2nd and Colorado. Also one here at, scroll down my list here a little bit, Jay. That was at Quebec and Evans as well. We're also south of us. We have a three-car accident, Toma Road. That's as you're heading northbound on I-25. Speed's really slowing down there into the single digits. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, especially in the foothills.
Doing home improvements? Don't make the mistake of trying to handle it all yourself or hiring someone that just subs everything out and doesn't pay attention. You need someone that'll handle every single detail. AAA Home Improvements will do that for you. AAA Home Improvements. You can read customer feedback at AAAHomeImprovements.com. These guys have experience, and I trust them. You can too. 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-600-5460 for your free tape. Call 1-800-600-5460. 1-800-600-5460.
I'm calling.
Your folks will love it.
My folks, my kids, me, my brother, everybody will love it. Thanks, Susan. Okay, folks, the number for that free information about Presto is 1-800-400-8207. 1-800-400-8207. That's 1-800-400-8207.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-900-1785. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-900-1785. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-900-1785.
I felt like we all spoke from our hearts, and I am so gratified that you responded. Now together, let's give America the kind of comeback that New Hampshire has just given me.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, 921. Jay Marvin, combative but caring. Slight chance of rain or snow. High today, 43. I was thinking about this during the break. I should ask this question. Maybe I'll ask it tomorrow. How many of you have ever told a pollster or taken an online survey and told them what you thought they wanted to hear or give them the answer that you think they want to get rather than telling them what you really think? How many people want to cop to doing that? I've done it once in one of these online surveys. One time. That's all. But I wonder how many other people have done it. Ron, Lakewood. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, that last call, that was a great call, great discussion. But the only thing I disagree with is I love Randy Rhoads. And what that guy has to understand is she's a New Yorker, you know? And they get a little abrasive at times.
Well, I can't really comment on her one way or the other because, to be honest with you, I catch more of Ed Schultz than I do of her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, that's one of the things. I mean, I just don't hear her that often.
Yeah, I listen to Ed almost every day and Randy, too, parts of their programs every day, and they're both really good people. And you know, Randy gets a little, like I say, abrasive at times, but she's a great, has great discussion too, just like you and Ed. But, what I wanted to say was, last night, John Edwards at the end of the evening was talking to his supporters, and the thing that stuck out, the one thing he said was, this is not about, and see, that's something that Clinton and Obama cannot say about themselves. Because it is about them. It's about Hillary being a woman and whether or not she's going to be the first woman president. And for Obama, it's about him being black and whether or not he's going to be the first black president. And what's irritating to me, being a John Edwards supporter, is that this is going to come down to a horse race between Hillary and Obama as to who becomes either the first woman president or the first black president, because there are so many voters out there already who are simply voting for one or the other because they either want to see a woman president or the first black president. You know, that's what irritates me.
Well, I think there are some people out there who look at it that way. I do. But I also think, too, that, and I'm going to complain about this for a long time to come. I think that John Edwards, along with Ron Paul, along with Dennis Kucinich, have a media coverage issue that they don't get the media coverage that they should get, and that they're pretty blacked out. I mean, for instance, how about this story? That in New Hampshire, on the Republican side, Giuliani, who was considered for a long time to be the front runner, he pulled 9% of the vote. Ron Paul, who basically gets very little media coverage, he got 8%. I mean, Paul came within a percentage point of Giuliani, and Fred Thompson, remember everybody touting him?
Yeah.
Okay, he got 1%, and yet there's no discussion about the fact that Ron Paul is right on Giuliani's tail. In the same respect, Edwards comes in second in Iowa and just goes from Iowa to New Hampshire and drops into a hole someplace and gets nothing. And Kucinich, who only pulled 1%, he's not getting any media coverage either.
Right.
And I don't think that that's right. I mean, I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's, you know, that it's correct. And I understand where the media is coming from, that they're going to chase the hot story, that they're going to go after the hot line, which is the battle between Obama and Edwards and the Clintons versus Obama. And I understand all of that. But on the other hand, you know, you've got Richardson, Kucinich, Biden. I mean, you got all these other people that are out there. And how come no coverage about them?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's what irritates me. Yeah.
And so it leaves us in a really, really kind of tough position, because it leaves the voters in a tough position because they don't really know much about the other candidates who basically don't get the kind of coverage that they should get.
Right, right.
And, yeah. And Edwards is suffering from that.
Exactly, yeah. And, yeah, that's the shame of it all because of the three, I think Edwards is the better of the three, but I think it's just going to end up being a horse race between Hillary and Obama, and that's sad.
Yeah, I fear that too, and I also believe, as you do, I believe that Edwards would actually be the best of the three. Because, first of all, his message is good, and second of all, he's tough. And had he been this way 4 years ago, he and Kerry might have done better.
Oh, yeah, right, right. Yeah, I love the way he appears right now. As you know, like I was saying to Mario last night, you know, so he's showing anger. We ought to be showing anger. We ought to be angry about what's happened over the last 8 years and what corporate America is doing, you know. So it's like, yeah, I love seeing that in him, you know, the toughness in him.
Yeah, me too. All right, yeah. Hey, man, thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jay, one other thing?
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's a great idea to have Mario on at least once a week because he's great. And so you and John and Mario could end up being the three amigos, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to have him on once a week. The question is whether he'll do it or not because he knows what this show pays, which is absolutely zero.
Right, yeah. That's, yeah. Well, we'll start sending you money, Jay.
Okay, man, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, Mario's great. Is great. I just really love him. And we're going to try to have him. I'm having him on next week about, for sure, about this whole debate about playing nice versus playing not so nice. Where's Ron in Lakewood? Oh, he's gone? Ron, what'd you hang up for, man? All right. Well, I was going to put him on. We're hunting him down now. Oh, okay. Ron Loveland, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
It's Ron from Loveland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I had a comment about, you know, you were talking earlier about the polls and how why they got it wrong and also the this phenomenon where, you know, you were speculating, do people tell pollsters what they think the pollster wants to hear and does that account for why, you know, they got it so wrong? And here's my theory on that. I think it's not so much that that people tell pollsters what they think the pollster wants to hear. I think, and maybe there's a psychology term for this, I don't know, but I think there's like a public conscience and a private conscience. And I think that people, when they're asked by a pollster something to the effect that, you know, would you have a problem voting for a black candidate or something like that? I think the person answers that question in a way not so much that they think the pollster that they're giving them the answer the pollster wants to hear, but they're saying what their conscience is telling them they should say, and they answer and say, well, I shouldn't have a problem voting for a black person, so they say no, and then when they get into the voting booth. I think, and then there's no accountability, not even to some stranger on the other end of a phone. Then perhaps they do something different.
All right, let's call it this: that potentially people who answer these polls aim towards social acceptability by saying what they believe is socially correct.
Right.
When in reality, when they're held not accountable, they have other thoughts.
That's my thought for why there might have been, you know, let's say, you know, X number of people who indicated in the polls that they would vote in a certain way, but in fact voted a different way, perhaps.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense, and I think that it's a real reality, and I think it's a real possibility because think about this: we all have in us, to varying degrees, a self-censored mechanism, which enables us to self-censor what we think and not translate it out verbally and let people know. Best right. example I can give you two examples of this. One, when adults start to suffer dementia, and the dementia gets worse, one of the things that happens to them is they lose their self-censoring mechanism. So they're liable to say anything.
Right.
Number two, and I don't know how I do this, but you know what, off the air, when I'm not on the radio, I swear like a sailor. But when I get on here, I very rarely say a swear word.
Right.
Now, how am I able to do that? Well, I guess I have a self-censoring mechanism that keeps me from doing it. And I think we all have that. I mean, I think we all have a self-censoring mechanism that enables us to keep quiet on certain things and then say certain things. So I think that plays into what you're talking about, in that the self-censoring mechanism, you tell the pollster, or you fill out the questionnaire with what you believe is socially acceptable, but in reality, what's going on inside your head is something totally and completely different.
I think that's it. And I also have a theory about the negative campaigning and or lack thereof, or you know, that goes along with this, with the phenomenon of the upset yesterday. I think that you know, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there was a poll taken after Hillary Clinton had that little, whatever you call it, that little display of emotion or whatever, right? You know what I mean? That happened like
that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when. I'd have to go look and see, like, when those polls were taken and whether they were taken after she did that or if they were by and large taken before. And if I had to guess, I'd say they were probably taken beforehand.
I believe they were. And here's my other theory, or the second part of my theory. I think that display of vulnerability or emotion or whatever you want to call it, I think that had almost the precise opposite of effect of a negative campaign ad. Do you know what I'm saying? That was, especially to the women voting in New Hampshire, I think that was, you know, just that had the precise opposite emotional impact that a negative campaign ad would have had, and that they responded to that. That, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does, and I think that the Clintons were very, very lucky in the fact that
Absolutely.
The media did not jump all over Bill Clinton for that little tirade he threw about Obama's voting record. They kept quiet about that. Had
Definitely.
That become a bigger media issue, she would have had trouble over that. And I think her best bet is to stash him in the background.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, man. Appreciate
hey, thanks,
the call.
Jay.
You
all
got
right.
it.
See ya.
9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. Agree or disagree, doesn't make any difference. Your opinion is always welcome here. John, with traffic.
That multi-vehicle accident just south of Toma Road really slowing you down in Larkspur as you make your way up I-25 northbound. Downtown still slow as you move south on I-25. We had an earlier accident there at 20th Street. You're also going to get slowed down on the bridges as you head toward the tech center. In the DTC, real jammed on the north drive on 25. That's between Bellevue and Yale. Getting word of a new two-car accident on eastbound I-70. That's as you approach the 225 exit. Forecast today calling for high winds with cloudy skies and a high of 44 degrees. Right now, 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With the Exide NASCAR Extreme Battery, you can drive with extreme confidence knowing you have long-lasting starting power and the industry's best warranty, including 40 months free replacement and 108 months limited warranty. Exide, the official battery of NASCAR.
What issues are important to you?
How many more American kids have to die for a gallon of gas?
I don't want to be told what religion I should practice, and I don't want people making decisions about my body.
I want smarter gun control.
That's why I listen to...
Why I listen to AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said,
Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-700-1157. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-700-1157. 1-800-700-1157.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-700-1866. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866. 1-800-700-1866.
So how big is the Big Ten Network's basketball schedule? Bigger than that Buckeye tree called Costa Coopers? It's Eric Gordon Vertical Big. 140 games in 130 days? That's more than the backdoor cuts in a Bill Carmody offense. That plays bigger than Geary wiped the glass clean Claxton. 6'10" centers launching threes for Michigan? Bigger than that. Go to Big10Network.com. Big is beautiful.
Turn market volatility into a guaranteed 16.41% 12-month return. Our clients have averaged over 12% a year in complete safety since 1989. Tune in Secure Wealth Colorado this Saturday afternoon at 4:30 here on AM 760.
Taking care of business.
Running low on ink? Office Depot can take care of you. We guarantee to be in stock on top brands of ink you need to keep printing. And Office Depot guarantees you low prices on ink, so you never have to worry about paying too much. Plus, use your Office Depot WorkLife Rewards card and get 10% back in rewards. Office Depot, taking care of business. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Excludes HP.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Soy Rudy Giuliani y apruebo este mensaje. Soy Rudy Giuliani y apruebo este mensaje.
Yo no soy marinero. Yo no soy marinero.
I love this song.
Soy capitán, soy capitán.
Who did this originally? Anybody know?
Bamba, bamba.
Who, John?
Bamba, bamba.
Well, it's Richie Valens, isn't it?
Right. Who died in a plane crash with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. This is Los Lobos' version, though.
You know, I really like that movie about him that Lou Diamond Phillips was in.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Lou Diamond Phillips?
Well, you can ask that question about a lot of actors. Whatever happened to him? Where'd they go? I mean, whatever happened to Mickey Rourke? One of my favorite films of all time is Rumblefish.
9.5 weeks with him and Kim Basinger.
No. Only you would think of that. The world's largest gland. 9:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Slight chance of rain or snow. High today, 43. All right, let's jump back on the phones. And we go to Ellen in Denver. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Oh, I think this is the third time I've tried to get on and talk about this, but I keep calling too late like a moron. But you've been talking about the Wilder factor. People saying one thing to a pollster and doing something different in the voting booth.
Right.
That happened with Governor Wilder in Virginia. I think he ran in 89. Virginia and Jersey are the two states that have an off-year gubernatorial election. He's black, and he was running against a white Republican. And in the polls, Wilder was ahead 10-13%, depending on the poll. And on Election Day, he won by less than 1%, and they had to have a recount. And what people say to a pollster and what they do when they vote, by proof of that, and the gentleman who ran for, I believe it was the Senate in Tennessee.
Paul Harold Ford.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I keep forgetting his name. Same thing happened there. And so I would love to see America have changed over the course of 19 years, but I don't know. I wouldn't bet my farm on it. I would love to see a woman or an African American win. It's going to be fascinating to see if one of them gets the nod, if that's what happens.
Well,
I'm ready, but I'm from Virginia.
I don't know. I don't know. Can you make the case that Obama's baggage is the color of his skin, and that Hillary's baggage is not only her gender, but also the fact that she's such a polarizing figure, just like Mitt Romney's baggage and Fred Thompson's baggage, is that they're basically stupid when it comes to foreign affairs.
Don't make me laugh about Fred Thompson. What a loser. He'll be, like I said, don't get me started. But here are some things that have work in Barack Obama's favor. And let me say, sometimes when I give my armchair political analysis, people think it's how I feel. No, I'm just telling you what I've seen. It's not necessarily how I feel. There are, for a lot of people, the fact that he does not talk like he's from the hood and that he's not angry like Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson can be polarizing. That works in his favor. His speech is impassioned, but to a lot of people, he doesn't sound like a black man. But then you've got people, he could be white, and if his name was Barack Obama, they'd go, I don't know, he sounds like a foreigner. That's the kind of stuff my
Well, say. Listen, I haven't talked about this, but I'm sure there... listen to this little thing. This is going around the country, and I'm sure a lot of people who listen to this station have gotten it. It says, Obama's background check. If you do not ever forward anything else, please forward this to all your contacts. This is a very scary to think of what lies ahead of us here in our own United States. Better heed this and pray about it and share it.
Yeah, what would Jesus do?
We checked this out on Snopes.com. It's factual. Check for yourself. Who is Barack Obama? Probable U.S. presidential candidate Barack Hussein Obama was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, to Barack Hussein Obama Sr., a black Muslim from wherever in Kenya, and Anne Dunham, a white atheist, and atheist is capitalized, from Wichita, Kansas. Obama's parents met at the University of Hawaii when Obama was 2 years old. His parents divorced. His father returned to Kenya. His mother then married Lolo Sutaro, a radical Muslim from Indonesia. When Obama was 6 years old, the family relocated to Indonesia. Obama attended a Muslim school in Jakarta. Okay,
you know that's wrong. I've heard that one.
Yeah, that's false. I mean, that's just false. I mean, the school he went to was for privileged kids in Jakarta and had both Islam and also taught Christianity. It says he also spent 2 years in a Catholic school. Obama takes great care to conceal the fact that he is a Muslim. No, he's not. I mean, he's not a Muslim. And even if he were a Muslim, so what? Who cares? What difference does it make? I mean, is that like saying that because you're a Christian, you shouldn't be elected to office? I mean, he's not a radical Muslim, but he's not a Muslim.
Period. I can't remember his denomination, but he's a member of a Christian church.
Oh, he's a member of the Christian church because Mary and I have been to his church.
Yeah.
He is quick to point out he was once a Muslim, but that he also attended Catholic school. I don't remember him ever saying publicly that he was a Muslim.
No.
Obama's political handlers are attempting to make it appear that Obama's introduction to Islam came via his father and that his influence was temporary at best. I've never heard them say that either. In reality, the senior Obama returned to Kenya soon after the divorce and never again had any direct influence over his son's education. Lolo Sitaro, the second husband of Obama's mother, Anne Dunham introduced his stepson to Islam. Obama was enrolled in a Wahhabi school in Jakarta. Now, that's crap. It's absolute crap. You know, I mean, and this stuff goes on and on and on and on. Wahhabism is a radical teaching that is followed by the Muslim terrorists who are now waging a jihad against the Western world since it is politically expedient to be Christian when seeking major public office in the United States. Barack Hussein Obama has joined the United Church of Christ in an attempt to downplay his Muslim background. Also, keep in mind that when he was sworn into office, he did not use the Holy Bible, but instead the Quran. Okay, I was in Illinois when he was sworn into office. That's a lie. That's a lie. I saw him, I saw pictures of him, put his hand on a Bible. But they're circulating this stuff in the email.
And they have been for a long time. And with Hillary, the classic problem is going to be, well, I was watching, don't laugh, I was watching The View. I know, it's a chick show. But I've heard this before. Joy Behar said, you know, with Hillary and her showing of emotion, when you're a woman in a position of power like that, if you cry, you're emotional, and if you don't, you're a bitch. So there are a lot of people in America who don't want a woman for president who won't admit it. But really what it is about Hillary is her personality and the old guard. You know, she didn't jump on the change bandwagon until the last minute, like about 5 minutes ago. Up until now, she's been talking about experience, 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 and the people behind her are just the same old, people do want change. That works against her, in my opinion, more than the fact that she's a woman, but there are still plenty of people out there, I hate to admit it, but I've seen it too much, who don't think a woman should be president, because what if she gets PMS? Is she going to drop the bomb? And there are people who actually think these things, and, you know, you just sit there and try not to have an outburst.
No, no, what you do is you take them to a doctor, and you get the doctor to prescribe a lobotomy for them. That's what you do. Helen,
it is
thanks.
My mom. I'm not sure if she's bad enough for a lobotomy, but sometimes I've thought.
That's right. If she needs one, I'll perform it. Helen, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay. Sandy and Conifer. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Did you say Sandy? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, sure did.
Oh, great. You know, I just wanted to touch on what you were mentioning a few minutes ago about the lack of coverage on John Edwards. I am just horrified that the national media is not even mentioning him as a third-place candidate so far, not even mentioning him. They put Huckabee on the screen last night, but Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann didn't even have a ticker tape to mention John Edwards, and it's infuriating. And I'm wondering, is it because the networks, the major networks, consider themselves the corporate media that he's so opposed to?
No.
Completely an oversight, or is it completely about the black and gender issue and nothing else matters?
No. Huckabee got on there because Huckabee won in Iowa and then didn't do well in New Hampshire. So that's a story. And the Obama-Clinton race is a story. And I've tried to say this on the air for the better part of 2.5 years and cannot get some people to accept this. The fact of the matter is that the media is interested. By and large, there are some exemptions, and those exemptions are Fox and Salem Broadcasting, which owns a station here in town. They are, by and large, the media only cares about one thing, generating as much controversy and as much of a heated story as they can, because I believe that that's the way to attract ratings and that's the way to get people to watch them. So, and newspapers are exactly the same way.
But it's so against the whole democratic process. If I was almost glad Hillary won, although she's my least favorite of the three major candidates, and I consider John Edwards one of them. He's my favorite. But I was so glad in a way that she won and that Barack didn't just go off on this wave simply to have some discourse. Isn't that what the Democratic Party is supposed to be about?
Yes.
Some dialogue
yes.
and some discourse. And they're not allowing John Edwards to get in on that piece.
Yes. I agree. We want discussion and voting. We do not want a coronation. If we wanted a coronation, then what we would have is we would have one. We wouldn't have this primary process, and we wouldn't have all this stuff going on. So we don't, you know. So we don't want a coronation. And I think that everybody should be included. And I'm glad Edwards is staying in the race. And I'm tempted to give him some more money.
Yeah, I did give him more money last night. And, the only other point I wanted to make is that this whole idea of the whole, race versus gender issue, and I know it's a big deal that this first African-American president, potentially a woman, but the whole point to me of the civil rights and the women's movement was to make it not matter one way or another whether you're black or woman or this or that. It shouldn't be a part of the thinking. And I just think it's really funny that, as hard as we fought to make it a non-issue, it's becoming the issue.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, except for one thing. Some people view that as being a negative, and other people view it as being a signpost as to how far we've gotten down the road. Mm-hmm. In that 50 years ago, this would probably never happen. Sandy, thanks. I appreciate the call.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day. 9:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John with traffic.
That multi-vehicle accident south of Toma Road in Larkspur has been moved off the highway, so speed should return to normal there on I-25, both north and southbound. Crews still working a two-car injury accident on eastbound I-70. That's as you get on the 225 ramp. Slower traffic between Broadway and Quebec as you head east towards I-25. You'll also have some pockets that'll slow you or delay a southbound I-25 trip from I-70 all the way down to 20th Street. That's working from an earlier accident as well. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, especially in the foothills. We expect highs in the mid to lower 40s right now. 35 degrees in Denver. I'm John Turk, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Save big at Staples. Save up to $8 on the easiest new staplers or hole punches ever. Staples One Touch. Just recycle any stapler or three-hole punch at Staples by January 19th. Trade in, trade up, save big. Details in store. Staples. That was easy.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 at Progressive Talk. I don't know about you, but when I intend to spend my money and make a large economic decision, I want to be treated right. And I don't want to be jacked around. And I want to deal with somebody that I can sit across from them and I can look at them and feel good about it. And I think you're going to find that at Rocky's Autos, one of the most unique car stores here along the Front Range, with a ton of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. You can go see people there like Tom and Marvin Al Shearer, Spanky Herrera, Adolph, Gerard Menard, Uncle Fester, Johnny Mays, and a whole host of other folks who really do care about what impression they leave, because they realize that if they don't leave a good one, you're not going to come back. And if they leave a good one, you are going to come back. And maybe you'll buy a car from them. And maybe you'll bring some other friends over there. At least that's what I've done, which is to bring my friends there. I brought a friend of Mary and I's there a couple of weeks ago. So I talk a lot about Rockies, but I think the main thing is for you to go try them and see. Whatever you're looking for, they got you covered, so get out there and check them out. Or check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're not some big nameless, faceless corporate structure. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Rockies Autos. You want to get treated right? You can go to Rockies. 63rd and Federal.
I've done the Nicotol, the inhaler, the patch, the gun, you name it, I've done it all. This has been absolutely amazing.
Lee Wicker quit smoking once and for all thanks to the John Morgan hypnotherapy method.
No withdrawals, no craving, no nothing. It was absolutely wonderful. And I was in a good mood the whole time.
You can quit smoking once and for all or lose weight and keep it off. A John Morgan hypnosis seminar will be here soon.
My coworkers want to sign up right now.
Call 800-735-6907 to reserve your space.
I don't know why I didn't do this 10 years ago.
John Morgan seminars are safe, fun, and effective. Lee Wicker went with a friend.
He smoked 3 to 4 packs a day. I smoked 2 packs plus a day, and neither one of us smoke anymore.
John Morgan Seminars presents world-renowned hypnotherapist Doug O'Brien Wednesday, January 23rd at the Holiday Inn Lakewood, Hamden at Wadsworth. Smoking cessation is at 6 p.m., weight loss at 8 p.m. Call 800-735-6907 or visit johnmorganseminars.com. Sessions are affordable at $59.95.
I just want to thank him for helping me save my life.
800-735-6907 or visit johnmorganseminars.com.
Past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, slight chance of rain or snow today. High 43, looks fine to me outside, but a little cloudy. All right, let's squeeze in one more call here. And we go to Art and Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey.
I'll be quick. I just wanted to mention, and I think people know this subconsciously, that John McCain would be persistence of existing policies. But the thing that most people need to consider, and I think the candidates too, is that they need to stress that we need to undo what the Bush regime has done, and that is put fear into the American mind and the psyche.
Well, you know what, really, you would get a lot farther if you don't use the term regime, because they were elected. Whether we like it or not, and whether we suspect that there was hanky-panky in Ohio, they were elected. So using terms like regime, when you use that term, though, you know, people think of people like Pol Pot or Kim Jong-il, and I don't think that, as bad as this administration is, I don't think they fit that definition.
Well, I don't know. You know, going back to stealing elections is basically, I think, you know, pretty underhanded. So,
well, I think it's pretty underhanded too, and I don't, voter suppression is not a good thing, but also in selling your case, regime is too extreme of a word.
Well, I could have used a different word, but I think.
How about disingenuous or immoral?
Okay, well, to me that sounds like a regime. But anyway, that's my comment.
Well, we've got to appeal to the better angels in people's nature, and we really have to win this election. We have to win this, both in the state of Colorado, in the Senate race, and we've also got to do it as far as the White House goes and Congress goes. We've got to do this. Everybody has got to get mobilized and take care of business. Art, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
All right, that's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning, unless, of course, management decides otherwise.
To get organized and want a great deal too? Hurry into Office Depot before January 12th. Buy two, get one free on a huge assortment of plastic and cardboard storage and binders, all in great colors and the sizes you need. Offer available in-store only on items of equal or lesser value. Plus, now through January 26th, get 10% back in rewards on all printers when you use your WorkLife Rewards card. Office Depot, taking care of business. Rewards are paid quarterly as an Office Depot reward card when you earn a minimum of $10 in rewards. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
The answer to your home problems isn't repair. It's caring for your home. Hi, Michael Gildner, owner of CPR Technicians. There once was a time when quality craftsmanship mattered, built upon pride, traditions, and most importantly, customer service. I set high expectations, and these characteristics are the foundation of my home repair and remodeling company. All CPR technicians are skilled craftsmen who take immense pride in the quality and integrity of their work. Call us, 303-